What's up, everybody? Welcome.
Welcome
to the Seth and Colby Show. This is the first ever episode
Colby Show
of this season.
Of this season?
Or ever.
Yeah.
Depending on who you are. I think there might be three people that will assume this is not our first episode.
Yeah, and no one can really ever find out, ever. No place to find it.
Well, and I think two of those three people are us.
Yeah. Who's the other person, then?
Probably Taylor.
I was going to say Satan, but... Well, he knows what everyone does.
I mean, if we're going to count deities, though, there's a lot of people who probably know.
That's a good point.
So, I mean, I think we should get rid of deities because then it's like...
Check that off. It's just us.
Well, I mean, if like Hindu, you know, they have like thousands of gods, so...
That, yeah.
But I would like to include them in our listenership.
All of them.
Yes.
Every deity, yet none of them at the same time.
Right. Like, only when it helps us, but when it hurts us, we don't count them.
Okay, yeah. I like it.
Yeah, but anyway, welcome to our show, guys. This is it. We're going to play our intro. It's a minute and a half long. I just want to let you guys know. We're going to start the show like this. Eventually, like we'd say, we have sponsors and stuff. No, we won't. But this is like where we'd do it. The Seth and Colby Show is brought to you by doing a show from a bedroom.
Yes.
With a soundboard stuffed in a closet.
Room, very small. Chair, hurts your butt.
And we're 30 seconds into the show, and Colby's already experiencing massive booty pain.
It will happen forever.
Yep. That is just kind of a staple of this show. But anyway, guys, this is our first episode. We're going to talk about some fun stuff today. We're going to talk about Jeff Goldblum handing out sandwiches. We're going to talk about Indiana Jones 5. We're also going to talk about net neutrality and Alex Jones. And we're also going to talk about this crazy Ferrari poster from Russia.
Russia's making some weird movies, man.
Dude, they make a lot of weird things in general.
That's just very true.
Yeah, it's just Russia. It's just
not
Russia.
Yeah.
So, I'm pretty hyped about it. So, hit that intro there, Colby, and let's get the show on the road.
Who are Seth and Colby?
Idiots!
So-called podcast gods who blazed the trail for talk radio on the internet.
What a ridiculous name.
First partnering in 2008, Seth and Colby took the internet by storm with their unique views on the hot topics of the day.
Science is a liar sometimes.
We won't lie. They've been away a while. A lot of things may have changed.
45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
But Seth and Colby are here to teach you.
This is America. You're either a duper or a dupee. I'm a duper. You guys are the dupees.
To entertain you.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
And to make you laugh. Seth and Colby will dissect the world as it is. Movies, meme culture, music, weird science.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
And they'll bring it to you in a lovely package that will delight you and those closest to you. Now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the beautiful, new, not really improved, just new, Seth and Colby Show.
Seth and Colby.
We are your hosts, Seth and Colby. I'm Seth.
I'm Colby.
There you go. Now you know who we are.
You do.
Our voices are distinctly different. You shouldn't ever have a problem telling us apart.
They are.
Yeah. I mean, I'm the guy who sounds like this and I laugh like that. That's how you'll know the difference. Because Colby doesn't laugh like
that. I laugh like, ha, 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 ha.
That's exactly right.
It's very accurate.
It's a super accurate laugh. He's on roids, and that's why he sounds that way. But welcome to the show. This is episode number one for April 30th, 2017. It's 2017.
That's ridiculous.
And like just half of the state of Kansas is covered in snow.
Yeah.
It's happening right now.
It is snowing, and it's cold, and it's miserable.
Yeah, and it's April 30th. Makes no sense.
Yep.
But you can watch us live in this new show. We're live at duo.com/live, DEWOH.com. Wish we could change that name, but camera wouldn't let us. I was like, please change it to Big Kiwi. And he's like, nah, let's keep Duo.
Big Kiwi was a good one.
Big Kiwi's way better than Duo, but we stuck with it. So DEWOH.com, like the dew on the leaf, and O, like when Cameron told me that we weren't changing the name.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, perfect. But duo.com/live. Check us out 2 o'clock Central Time every Sunday-ish. And follow us on Twitter, Seth and Colby, at Seth and Colby.
At
Seth and Colby.
No.
There's not an at in the at. It's just the at sign and then Seth and Colby.
It's real.
Follow us there and we'll talk about, you know, all the thingies and when we go live and, you know, the tweets and you can respond to us. I mean, you're also, if you're in the live room, which I doubt any of you are because it's our first episode, we have a chat and I can see it throughout the show. So if you want to comment during the actual live show, it's there for you. But I assume most of you will listen on demand. We appreciate it. Subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. It's all there. You can also check out the videos on the Duo YouTube page. But the best thing to do is just go to duo.com/Seth and Colby. That's you'll find all of our episodes there.
That you'll find.
All the videos are there too. Super easy. Duo.com/Seth and Colby. And if you're there and you happen to buy a t-shirt that says Seth and Colby on it, we greatly appreciate Cameron getting that money.
And stuff.
Yeah, dude, we'd be hypezilla. And you can also join the fan club and support Duo. We don't really give you anything for joining the fan club. Maybe we will one day.
Get a badge of honor.
Yeah, you just look cool, but it's a dollar. It's like starts at a dollar a month.
Your bank account shows it, so.
Yeah, but I mean, that's probably the negative part for them.
Nah, that's the good part. You got it on there and people know, like.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's just jump right into this, man, because last night you blew my mind.
Yeah.
All right? Because I already got tickets to Guardians of the Galaxy.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I'm like, it's like hype level 45,000 for
Guardians
me.
Guardians 2.
Guardians 2, dude. Mm-hmm. I'm really, really excited about it. All right? So I showed you my ticket, and I'm like, hey, you got this yet? And you looked at me like I was the biggest dumb on planet Earth because I wondered if you had gotten Guardians tickets.
Yep, you are dumb, though, for wondering that, because I don't think it's going to be... One, I'm not seeing an opening day.
Why?
Not that big of a deal.
I just don't want to do it. Mind blown, man.
Just weird.
I thought for sure you would be jumping up and down to see Guardians. Did you not like the first one?
I did like the first
one. Do you like Marvel movies at
all? It
was great.
I do.
Okay, where's, like, Guardians rank in, like, your Marvel movie?
When it came out, I heard people say it's the next Star Wars, and I was like, I mean, no, but it could be comparable.
I mean, I guess they're both in space, and they both include ships.
Kind of. That's your end point.
There's no force. There's no lightsabers.
And then you got a Han Solo character, kind of, but...
I mean, Han Solo... Everyone thinks Han Solo is like this,
like
plucky,
typical,
comedic character.
Yeah, typical guy to relate to.
Yeah, Han Solo is kind of a sarcastic jerk who just, like, mocks everyone throughout the entire
movie.
But
he's got a heart of gold.
That's right, dude. He does have a heart of gold.
Typical standard, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Chris Pratt... I love Chris Pratt.
As soon as, you got the six-pack going on, I was just like, okay, that was... You did a deal with the devil, sold your soul,
cut off half your body. Like, he looked like me, and now he looks like Daniel Craig.
Yeah, and then he's just taken over. Like, I mean, I have no qualms with Chris Pratt.
Well, he did have Guardians and Jurassic World, and there was,
Guardians.
Another one right
I'm
at the same time, right?
I'm excited for Guardians 2. I'm just not as excited as if you were to ask me, did you get tickets for the Avengers?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're all just repetitive. Like, everybody's saying, I've watched several videos of, like, comparing Marvel movies to other Marvel movies, why they're doing better than DC, blah-de-blah-de-blah.
Well, they're not stupid. That would be the number one reason they do better than
DC. They have a cookie-cutter format where it's, like, a hero fights a villain, there's action.
Yeah, but couldn't you say
there's,
about, like,
there's a
most blockbuster movies? Like, wouldn't Star Wars fit into that same thing?
Don't tear down my logic. Star Wars is building plot.
Is it?
With that.
Okay.
Marvel is.
And why wouldn't Guardians build plot with its first movie? There's only been one Guardian.
I should. Well.
So you got to treat. Like, I think.
Iron Man's going to show up in this one, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
This Guardians takes place 2 months after Guardians 1, 4 years before Avengers Infinity War.
Really?
Yes. I actually have a story in our prep during this discussion. It just came up naturally. I didn't even have to say what I just did. It would have been better if I wouldn't have, but I didn't. But, Kevin Feige, the guy who, like, runs Marvel Cinematic Universe, said that the Guardians that show up in Infinity War is 4 years after the end of Guardians 2, and they will be much more matured. And, like, his actual was like, I can pull it up.
You're telling me I'm not going to see an end credit scene with Robert Downey Jr.?
He said, when we catch up with the Guardians in Infinity War, it will be 4 years since we last saw them. And then Kevin Feige said yes. And he said, yeah, knowing the outside of the Guardians franchise, we don't necessarily always date the movies. You don't always know. We don't say 2012, 2013. We're doing Guardians because you do the math, and it's 1988, and it's 26 years later. But we never say, oh, this takes place in 2018. This takes place in 2017. But it was important for the story that James Gunn, the director, wanted to tell that they're still relatively fresh in their new group. So the idea, and he says, they'll be evolved slightly in some recognizable ways, but they'll still be the Guardians, and they'll be dealing with the shitstorm that they have to deal with. So essentially he's saying that 4 years will have passed, they will have evolved, they'll be different from the end of Guardians 2 to Infinity War. Because I think that's part of the fun, is that
if
Guardians
Marvel
2
doesn't put Robert Downey Jr. in the end of that.
I don't think they will.
Then they would have proved me wrong that they're not a cookie cutter. Like, I can predict everything that's going to happen next.
I think you're more likely to see Doctor Strange show up than Robert Downey Jr.
Maybe.
Because I think the way Marvel is going is they're doing their Earth-based cinematic universe for these first three phases. And then the last half of Phase 3, which we're going to enter with the start of Infinity War, is going to be the Marvel Cosmic Universe, and that'll be 4, 5, 6. And that's where the Captain Marvels, the Doctor Stranges, the Guardians, all, and the Thors, and that's why they're putting Hulk in space. Like, all those things, everything's going to start happening in this mystical world. There's strong rumors happening that the Fantastic Four are going to come back to Marvel, and then they're really going to have the new cosmic universe instead of an Earth-based universe. And people like Captain America will retire, Iron Man will retire, because even Ant-Man is kind of cosmic, and they have a Ant-Man and the Wasp movie coming out next year that's supposed to take, because like he passes through time and space in the first movie, and like, so they're barely touching on all these new origin stories. But with Thor Ragnarok coming out and Guardians coming out, they're like turning it up to 11 with the space magic, and that's what's gonna happen, I think.
Space magic.
But there are 5 after credit scenes for Guardians. Did you know that?
5?
There's 5 after credit scenes.
How?
I don't know, man. Is that outrageous?
It's like the biggest troll of end credits you could do, because it's going to be like one and then some credits roll, and then one and then some more credits roll, and then another.
Right.
And then,
well, and I'm sure they're not all going to be huge, right? Like,
no.
There'll probably be a couple that are like the actual end credits for Guardians 1, where it's just Howard the Duck drinking a martini and it's a 30-second long clip and that's it.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
But yeah, man, they're introducing all the big cosmic players. Like Jeff Goldblum plays what's his name? The mastermind. Something like that.
Mastermind.
he's like the collector. They're like the cosmic bosses. It's Will Ferrell.
Wouldn't
it be great if he showed up in the movie dressed as Mastermind, the big blue guy? I would love to see that.
No, the collector was in Guardians, so not
right.
Him.
That's Benicio del Toro.
Right.
But there's 5 of those dudes who are like space daddies, so to speak, and they're like immortal beings that have been around for forever, and they just have immense power. And Jeff Goldblum plays another one in Thor Ragnarok. And they're like, if like Infinity Stones were a person, those would be these people.
He's a person.
They're like that. So they're slowly introducing all these new cosmic people. And Doctor Strange is going to be the one that can walk between the worlds easily, you know, and they're slowly breaking us into it. So I think the Robert Downey Jr.'s and the Chris Evans and all those people, they're on their way out, man. I mean, I'm sure they'll still make cameos. Like, I imagine they'll be like Nick Fury-style characters.
Yeah.
Where occasionally Iron Man will drop by, but only in movies where it makes sense, like Spider-Man. Because that's an Earth-based entirely thing.
In the comics, though, Iron Man was the one who brought the Guardians.
Well, I think I'd like take the comics out of it, because there's been so many comics with so many different stories that...
Yeah, I mean, they're really...
You'd be like, there's that one time that Iron Man made a PB&J for Hawkeye and they ate it on the sun. Like, that probably happened, and that's probably not going to happen in the movie.
They ate it on the sun.
I don't know, man.
Hawkeye's dead.
He's roasted, right?
Yeah. Iron Man's eating Hawkeye.
But like the Black Widow and Hawkeye and all those people that are just, I kick real good. Like, those people, they would get whooped so hard by people like Doctor Strange. So I think they're on their way out. But I don't know. But Guardians, because it takes place literally 2 months after Guardians 1, it's going to be like they're still basking in the glory of their defeat of, you know, the big Kree guy from the first movie with the Infinity Stone.
I don't know, man. I don't know what to tell you. I'm just not...
I couldn't believe it.
I don't know. I'm not in it anymore.
What are you into then? Star Wars? Is that what you're into?
That's it.
Okay, but like, there's not a lot of Star Wars happening.
I know.
So how do you deal with that, man?
I don't.
Because you get one movie a year,
movie
Star
limbo.
Wars. Yeah, you get one movie a year.
Well, I mean, it's all kind of, it's, I don't
I mean,
see
are
the
you,
smaller releases that aren't big blockbuster things.
What do you mean?
And then I don't want to see the big blockbuster things.
So you basically, you don't see movies is what you're saying.
Yeah, kind of. I can't remember the last movie I saw
it
in
was,
theaters.
Was it Logan?
Might have been.
Might have been Logan. Y'all saw Beauty and the Beast in theaters.
Oh, yeah. That, yeah.
Yeah. I love Beauty and the Beast. You can fart on it all you want.
Oh, my God. Fart. So, like, I mean, if I had just watched the animated movie.
Right.
And then gone and seen it.
Yeah.
Probably would have liked it more. But this is clean. I haven't seen Beauty and the Beast in 20 yeah. years.
Well, this version, I think, is better than the animated movie.
Yeah.
Because the animated movie, the best thing about Beauty and the Beast is the music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's got some of the best original music for a musical ever. It was also, like, one of the only animated movies ever to be nominated for Best Picture Oscar. The
okay.
original Beauty and the Beast.
Right.
All right. I think it was the only until Up was nominated. But that was, like, during the 10 film thing, so does that count? Because Beauty and the Beast was one of the five. Anyway, I digress.
What?
But the cartoon has, like, no character building, like, whatsoever. Like, it's like a 70-minute movie.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Belle's walking through the streets, and then her dad gets kidnapped, and then she gets trapped by the Beast, and now she's in love with the Beast, and then the movie ends. Like, that's basically what happens. You're like, why does this woman, like, love this Beast man?
Yeah.
And they tried a little bit in the live action to give her some depth, which I appreciated, because she was,
yeah.
like, teaching kids how to read, which apparently they don't like in France.
Don't really read.
Don't teach her to words.
You don't teach reading.
Children do not read. Women cannot read. But if
bad.
They can't read, then how are they going to cook you food from a recipe? Sacre bleu. And then he's
my witch.
Witch.
Burn you.
Burn you. Throw you down the well. That's what I imagine is happening in our Beauty and the Beast. Completely changed.
But, that one would be much more dark.
Yeah, but I could do a whole podcast on Beauty and the Beast and how much better it was in the cartoon, dude. You don't like Gaston, dude?
I don't. I'm so sick, back to Marvel, of the buildup for Infinity War.
Okay.
I'm sick of it.
See, I'm the opposite of you. I feel like there is no buildup for Infinity War.
There's so much buildup.
I'm literally annoyed
every one
that
of
they're still
movies.
Making movies that don't talk about it.
It's about buildup.
My biggest worry is that Infinity War Part 1, even though they're not calling it Part 1 and Part 2 anymore, they're separate Avengers movies now.
Really?
I don't know why, because they haven't even revealed the name of the second one. But I'm really worried that Infinity War, which is Part 1,
mm-hmm.
is going to be half of them setting up the arrival of Thanos. Because I was really hoping Guardians 2
yeah.
would be about Thanos marching through the galaxy,
definitely
and then at
those.
The end of the movie, Guardians would be like going to Earth to warn us, and
mm-hmm.
that would be the setup. That doesn't happen, because it's 4 years in between. So, like, I'm a little, like, I think Thor Ragnarok is my last hope to see the actual Infinity War setup.
So, okay, so 4 years before Infinity War, do you think that Thanos is going to come and take that Power Stone or whatever?
Well, the only stone we're missing is the Soul Gem. That's the only one we haven't
mm-hmm.
seen in the movie. So all the other ones are accounted for.
Okay.
And we know what movie was it at the end of one of the movies, he picks up the glove and he goes, fine, I'll do it myself.
I thought it was...
It's one of those movies.
Thought it was the... Ultron one?
Is it Ultron?
I think it's Ultron.
I think you're right, because I think besides Guardians, for that hot second where Thanos is in it,
mm-hmm.
I think the only appearances and
Ultron
mentions of
all
Thanos...
Ultron was Vision.
Yes, that's right.
So
and that's where they really started with the Infinity Stones.
Right.
And I think that that's one of the things I don't like, is that the Avengers movies are the only ones that really talk about the Infinity Stones directly.
Yeah.
I'm literally the opposite of you, where you hear too much. I'm not hearing enough.
That's what I mean, is they have so much time to talk about it and build on
right.
it. That, okay, maybe I should have rephrased what I said. I'm tired of them making content that doesn't evolve.
Okay, then yeah, me and you are on the same thing.
For
yes, because and that's why I think that...
Like this Spider-Man.
Well, one thing they're not doing... All right, is announcing what happens after Phase 3. And they're saying that because they don't want to spoil what happens in Infinity War. So if they if, for example, if they announced Iron Man 4, well, you know that Iron Man lived.
Right.
I don't think anyone's going to die. And also, I really don't care. I don't think anyone's going to die. I think Marvel's too nice. I don't think they're going to kill anybody. Who have they killed off in the movies besides Phil Coulson?
Quicksilver.
And Phil Coulson didn't even die.
Quicksilver.
Yeah, Quicksilver, I guess, technically died.
Movie, but...
But I feel like he died because he's in the X-Men movies, and... I feel like Joss Whedon...
It was weird to see the same character two different times.
I honestly believe Joss Whedon was like, I want that. And then Kevin Feige was like, you can have that as long as you kill him at the end of that movie.
Or maybe they were just like,
they didn't want to have him in their thing.
Joss wanted to kill somebody.
Right, well, he's got to. He's the only one to kill people because he killed Quicksilver and he killed Coulson. But they brought Coulson back to life, so even he's not dead.
Yep.
But, yeah, man. But
there's thousands of people dead in Batman, man.
Oh, yeah, they're killing everybody. Killing everybody
Superman,
in that movie.
Superman, Batman, just murdering straight
People. What was I watching?
Civilians.
I was watching something about DC and, like, all the best appearances of characters. And, like, they would just run through, like, cameos. Like, Spider-Man in Civil War, number one. Number two, Aquaman and Dawn of Justice. And I'm like, how many cameos of characters do they throw into Dawn of Justice?
Three.
Or Batman versus Superman, I mean.
Four.
Like, why? Why do I need that many people in there?
Four. The Flash, Wonder Woman.
The Flash was another
Cyborg,
one I was surprised by.
And Aquaman, And it was all just in one scene of him running through video clips on a computer that someone had already put together. So Bruce is like, oh, I'm going to put the Justice League together. What's a Justice League? It's this thing I found on a flash drive that somebody else completely put together that I just randomly saw.
Do you think they're going to stop making those DC movies anytime?
God, I hope so.
Like, they're real
bad.
Like,
they got to bankrupt Warner Brothers at some point, right?
Like, well, I think they made... I think China gives them a ton of money because China loves anything that goes boom and has large robotic-looking things in it. That's why, personally, I think that, like, they look so dark... And robotic is because that's what Chinese audiences love.
Yeah. It's much more anime kind of style.
Right. Because I think the people in China, like, actually make those suits and then walk around in, like, the market in Beijing with them on. And, like, that's just what they do.
Do not fuck with me.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Don't.
That's what I think, man.
I don't know. I don't like him. The Batman vs. Superman was terrible. Suicide Squad had... some good scenes, and it was basically any Harley Quinn and the Joker scene, but that amounted to 6 minutes.
Yeah,
I
heard that
total
the Joker
footage,
was way overhyped. I haven't watched it because I don't want to hurt my brain.
Also, I think I watched the special features where it was like, oh, there's so much more Joker stuff if you buy the special edition.
Yeah, isn't there
and
a director's
there
cut or something
that I saw that was different? Like, he and Harley had like an aggressive conversation, and that was it. They were like, more footage, and I'm like, no! You don't have both of them in the same film and don't touch on it.
Right.
Like, do not talk about Mr. Boomerang Man
for a little bit. Who's Boomerang Man?
Ah, Jai Courtney.
Who's that? I don't know any of these people.
God. You're not going to know him from
anything.
Terminator Genesis?
Didn't say it.
How about Jack Reacher?
I saw Jack Reacher. The first one or the second one?
The first one. He was the one that Tom Cruise fought in the rain at the very end.
Nope, don't remember.
He's like the sniper guy.
All right.
God, come on.
No, man, sorry.
Captain, but you have the internet.
I do have the internet.
Right there.
You want me to look him up? Is that what you want?
Look him up.
All right, I'm going to look
him up. Captain Boomerang, Suicide Squad, and you tell me that this needed
Captain
screen time.
Boomer.
In a multi-million dollar budget movie.
Let's see here.
Trying to redeem DC's cinematic universe. There you go. Yeah, that's him. That's Jack Courtney. There you go. That's the actor.
Well, yeah. This guy?
Yeah, man. Where's the one with him and his stupid little, what is it?
This
pink
is not at
unicorn?
All what I expected.
He's got a pink unicorn that he loves, and it's in the comics or something like that. I don't know. Dumb.
Like that right there. With My Little Pony.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
I don't know, man. DC just can't get it right.
Yeah, I don't get it.
And all they gotta do is copy Marvel. Why don't they just do exactly
I don't know
what
if
Marvel
they're trying
does.
To do something different or what, but I mean, like, a lot of people have made the argument that Zack Snyder likes how things look way more than how things work together in a plot.
Well, that makes sense, because look at his movies.
Yeah,
I mean
it's
cool
all
looking,
just
but they're
moments
terrible.
In time rather than an actual put-together script that's story.
But see,
no story.
I think that's a bad excuse, because a lot of Marvel movies look cool and have good plots. Like, Guardians looks cool. Like the new Thor, you saw the new Thor trailer. Mm-hmm. Like that looks awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it's but it's not like Zack Snyder likes it to be dark. And, you know, he likes it to be raining all the time and there'd be shadows and smoke.
And just really all over cuts, man. He just edits so poorly. Like, I don't know. It's just bad.
Well, do you...
I don't
Are you glad?
Or maybe boycotting Justice League.
Oh, good. I've been boycotting it for 15 years.
However.
What?
I want to go see the new Transformers.
Why? Is Marky Mark in it?
Yes.
Okay.
And then so are, I think, some of the old people from back when Shia's days, like the
I've only seen the first Transformers.
The
and
military
I've
guy. Nah.
Mm-mm.
Man. It's shot with two full-scale IMAX cameras side-to-side in 3D. It's the first time that's ever happened, and they rigged it up, and it's a huge kind of thing. But
it's like 80% digital, though.
That's true. That's a good point.
I mean, that was like the thing about Avatar. Like, when I went and saw Avatar the first time, I was like, wow, this is mind-blowing. But I'm like, yeah, but it's 80% digital.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, I taped $2 million cameras together, and I go through a tour of this fully green room.
That's a great point.
It's cool, but...
A lot of the environments they're in are real. Like, they travel to locations and stuff.
Well, and the tech is getting so good.
Explosions
like,
are typically real.
Avatar 1, like, when was that? Like, 09, I think, or something like that? Like, his camera system was unique because it actually rendered the room. Not like what you see on screen, but like, you know, there's trees and stuff. And he moved around the digital room with the camera.
Yeah.
So I'm sure now, 10 years later, it's even more crazy cool.
I couldn't. Yeah.
I mean, if you're shooting a movie and everything's digital, but when you're looking at the monitor and the digital render is there, isn't that kind of the same thing?
I'm just waiting until, like, the actors get, like, a full headset to where they could see what's happening.
Like VR.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that's coming, dude.
VR headset with a little camera.
Andy Serkis is probably already doing something like that. He's probably, like, literally on a full banana diet.
They
eating, like, a real monkey.
That, right?
Yeah.
That's got to be.
I mean, that's got to be. That's one of the uses for VR. It's that and porn. Like, those are the only things people want VR for, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think basically. So. So, are you happy, though, that if they copied the Marvel formula for Star Wars, because they're both Disney.
Yeah.
And
they basically, I'm sure they did.
That's what they're going to do, right? Because now, I mean, it's one movie a year. I have a theory about Star Wars.
Yeah.
That I'm going to run by you. Let's see what you think.
Uh-huh.
So, The Force Awakens was essentially this generation's A New Hope.
Right.
Very similar plot. They are essentially phasing out the old people. I mean, Harrison Ford died.
Yep.
Not in real life. Carrie Fisher died in real life. Luke Skywalker did the slow mouth turn with I need lip balm face at the very end. And it looks like, I mean, he's going to be pretty heavily he's the Yoda character now. So, like, The Force Awakens equals A New Hope. Last Jedi equals Empire Strikes Back. And then I'm sure the end of the trilogy will be Return of the Jedi.
Right.
And then in between that, they're going to have a Boba Fett movie, a Han Solo movie. They already did Rogue One. So they're doing one a year. I personally believe that because Star Wars is so held in esteem by the general public, that Disney couldn't do what they wanted to do, which was reboot Star Wars. I think if it was any other movie, they would have rebooted it completely.
Yeah,
and they would say, here is the new continuity for Star Wars. And they kind of did that.
Right.
Because they blew out the expanded universe the second they bought it.
Yep.
But they can't blow out episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. So what they're doing is they're casually remaking those movies to be the way they want. And then that will be the new foundation. They will never speak of episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 ever again. It's only going to be 7, 8, 9. That's their 1, 2, 3. And that's going to be their reboot. It's their new continuity. And then from there, they start going with the Marvel route. I think that's what they're doing, but they don't want us to know it.
It better not be. No, because this is a little, this is slightly different, because Marvel's all the movies fit into a timeline.
Well, right, but they could reboot it. Like, remember, they just, like, Hulk came out, like, 10 years before The Incredible Hulk. Like, they had the Ang Lee Hulk with Liv Tyler, I think, was in that one, too. I don't really remember.
Yeah.
But it was, like, the one with all, like, the split screens and all that.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Uh-huh.
They just said, nope, no more Hulk, and they made a new Hulk. And I think if they wanted, if they could, they would do that with Star Wars. But they can't because people love Star Wars so much. Like, they're ravenous about Star Wars, and people would be rage-filled. No one really got mad that they blew up the Hulk, you know, because no one really cared about the Hulk.
Well, also, it was not received well.
Well, right, like, but neither were the prequels.
Material and stuff like that.
Neither were the prequels.
That's true.
I mean, someone at Disney has got to be enraged that midichlorians are a thing. Right?
Yeah.
Because they can never change that. Like, the Force is midichlorians. End of discussion. And, like, and the reason I thought of this because of Rogue One.
Right.
Because in Rogue One, I think the whole movie is revolved around these kyber crystals.
Mm-hmm.
It's very subtle. But they have the kyber crystal that she wears around her neck. And then they go to the planet where they're mining the kyber crystals for the Death Star. And then they blow up the entire thing. And they're very explicit in mentioning this kyber crystal is in a Jedi's lightsaber. They mention that outright for no reason, making that canon, because they don't mention it in the movies,
mm-hmm.
which means it wasn't canon until they mentioned it just now. Like, all the books and stuff that have come out since Disney bought, those could be canon. So they probably mentioned in some of those books, I'm going to assume. I haven't read any of them, but I'm going to assume.
What, that lightsabers are powered by kyber crystals?
Yes. Yeah, I'm sure they've mentioned that in books. But the fact that they bring it up in the movie means that it's now mainstream canon.
Yep.
And then they blew it up. All right? They very explicitly said, now there's no more crystal. And the only reason they would do that is if in the future movies that they're making, their new reboots, their episode 1, 2, and 3, which are 7, 8, 9,
mm-hmm.
their new reboots is because they want to go forward with there being no kyber crystals anymore, with there no lightsabers to be built anymore. Like, why would they start inventing this new canon very subtly unless they were going to use it in movies like The Last Jedi? Because then it explains things like Kylo's bad lightsaber. I mean, if he doesn't have kyber crystals, what's he using to make his lightsaber? How did Luke make his lightsaber in Return of the Jedi? It's those types of things that, like, I feel like they're slowly scrubbing out some of that lore from Star Wars, and they're doing it in a very, they're doing it very small, and they're doing very precise, like, surgical removing of things, and I think that's what they're doing.
I've seen that midichlorians are trying to phase out because they're involving a lot more Force-sensitive non-Jedi, like Maz.
Like in Rogue One.
And the Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But I think kyber crystals are going to stay because that's definitely one of the largest reservoirs of kyber crystals in the galaxy was on Jedha. But
right, but I'm sure there's
wasn't
more.
Wasn't the only one.
Right, but they're very explicit in saying, they're all gone! Like, there's no reason to mention that because it's implied. But they want you to know that it was in Jedi's lightsaber and they just blew up the biggest mine and completely eradicated it. It's gone now.
I don't know. I just hope it doesn't turn into Marvel because the Marvel timelines, each separate movie is a separate character moving towards a same plot point. But in this one, it's very separate. They have the trilogy that's going on.
Right.
They have prequel movies.
And I think what they're doing is they're using their prequel movies to set up their new character histories.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they can use the Han Solo movie.
What's going to happen in the Han Solo movie?
Right.
That's going to base any sort of plot.
Well, if they got rid of everything that happened in between movies, the only thing we know about Han Solo is what happened in episode 3, 4, and 5.
Mm-hmm.
Or wait, 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah.
What happened in 4, 5, and 6, and 7 are the only things we know about Han Solo.
Mm-hmm.
That's his canon. So now they can do whatever they want with the Han Solo prequel, and I guarantee you they start taking it in new directions. Than what
you
would expect.
It's gonna be weird if they kill a character, man.
Because I think what they're doing is they're laying this foundation of their new trilogy, and then they're gonna start going the Marvel route, and they're gonna have spin-offs about certain characters that all get back together at episode 10.
You think?
And then they're gonna do a whole, like, 3 or 4 movies a year. Because I think Disney is smart enough to take Marvel after phase 3 and do 1 or 2 movies for Marvel a year, just like they do 1 or 2 movies for Star Wars a year,
mm-hmm.
and they're gonna flip it. And they're going to do 3 or 4 Star Wars a year and 1 or 2 Marvels a year. And they'll do that for 12 years. And then they'll slowly go back. Like, why wouldn't they do that?
That I've heard that theory. Yeah, no, I think that's
because it takes away the burn, you know, the burnout that people experience from these movies. Because you're obviously feeling it from Marvel right now, and it's about done. I mean, you got 2 years left, and then they completely start over again.
Yep.
And you know, and now they're announcing the new Star Wars, and I bet they would start ramping it up, and they ramp down on the Marvel a little bit, and they ramp up on the Star Wars.
They're gonna kill it, man.
They're gonna kill Star Wars.
They're gonna kill it. They're gonna kill it. It's either gonna be one bad one, just really bad one, or they're gonna string it along until people are burnt out on
it. Well, the reason I think that I'm right is because the people who really love the original trilogy, at least in my experience from people I've talked to, they really hated The Force Awakens. Like, the people who really loved the original trilogy are not huge fans. I shouldn't say hate, because hate's strong. They think it was meh.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't really impressed by it at all. Right. But, like my kid loves The Force Awakens. Like, he loves it more than he loves the original trilogy, because the original trilogy feels old.
Feels old.
It's
old
kind
effects.
Of, it's kind it's of slower. Lame. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this new one is, you know, set piece after set piece, explosion after explosion. Yep. And Rogue One is, personally, I think that's my favorite Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
Like, I love that movie, because it doesn't feel like a Star Wars movie, but it does enough that it can sit in that universe.
Right.
And that's how I feel about the Marvel universe too, is like, those movies don't feel like comic book movies, except for when they do, and it's not overdone. Like, Batman vs. Superman feels like a comic book movie. It feels like I'm going to be in there with a bunch of neck-bearded virgins, and I'm going to be watching Superman and Batman punch each other for 45 minutes. And I'd rather have a colonoscopy. That sounds horrific to me. But like, and it's the same thing. Like, I would hate to watch a 45-minute lightsaber battle between Luke and Darth Vader right now. Like, I loved Return of the Jedi, but if I have to watch an old man fight a robot man for 25 minutes, like, I would... That sounds horrible.
Yeah.
That sounds horrible now. Back then, it was amazing because it was the only That's thing true. Anybody had ever seen.
Right.
But Disney has got to go... They have to know how we feel, people our age, and more importantly, people Aaron's age, who, when they're our age, they will have this new... The only thing they'll know will be the Disney versions. Right. And that's their new trilogy. That's their new foundation. If they're thinking decades ahead, which they definitely are, because when you think about movies, like, you start making a movie now, it's 3-4 years before it's even released.
Right.
So if they're planning some continuity, they're literally in the 2030s. Right now, thinking about their Star Wars continuity, they've got to know that in 2030, Aaron will be your age, and that's who they've got to appeal to. And when you start putting those numbers together, I feel like I'm right about them just rebooting Star Wars.
I bet. Yeah, you'll get to a point where it's like, the old people won't be the target audience that remember the old stuff.
And I think movie by movie, they're going to slowly start doing some revisionist history to explain why things that are in the prequels are no longer the way they are. And I don't think they're going to have, like, I think they're going to have several movies. Like, in one movie, they're going to get rid of midichlorians. Mm-hmm. And in the next movie, they're going to get rid of non-force users. And in the next movie, they're going to get rid of why all the stormtroopers sound the same. And then they're just going to slowly get rid of these things that Star Wars nerds look for in every movie, and then Star Wars will no longer be Star Wars. It'll be Star Wars.
Maybe.
It'll just be different.
They might just not even address them and just change it.
They
like
could.
They already did for the First Order. They were just like,
yeah.
I don't. It was. Was the Empire? The Empire wasn't clones, was it? It wasn't. I don't think it was.
I don't think so. It's been 30 years. All those clones would be in their 50s
or
60s.
Switched out or something. So maybe they were using the same methods as the First Order. I don't know.
But I don't know. Well, I don't understand the whole First Order thing at all. Anyway, we talked about that on the Star Wars show, which didn't exist because it's their first episode.
Well, you're gonna find out in Battlefront.
Right. Yeah. The first canon game.
Well, yeah. I just watched this video of a timeline between like what we know in Star Wars, and it's the newer kind of what rumors are, pitches, secrets that have leaked and stuff, and it was like the timeline in between end of Return of the Jedi and then The Force Awakens,
right?
And like,
because it follows the Imperial side,
right,
as they are scattered across the galaxy after the Emperor and Darth Vader.
Well, that lady, I think, that you see in the trailer for Battlefront is a big part of the expanded universe. Like, she takes over. She's the leader of the Empire. She tries
like
to
already
gather
a part,
all
like
the,
a part of it. Like, so she's an existing character in the expanded universe right now.
Well, that's like a special elite unit or something like that.
So it's like one of those things like in Star Wars Rebels or something.
She's a big commander admiral person.
So she exists before Battlefront 2.
Right.
Okay, that's cool. I didn't know that.
She was part of the Empire, and she's one of the higher-ups, and then Palpatine is, like, gone. Your Emperor's gone, so you're left in charge. She tries to take over.
Well, and see, that's Disney doing exactly what they want to do. They're putting it in a place where it's mainstream enough that the nerds will know, and they will be able to explain it to their mother what happened and what went on. But it's such the minutia that the general audience does not care about, so they put it in a video game. I think that's what they're going to do.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, none of the videos are going to go over that.
Right.
Or none of the movies.
Well, and because of these gaps, they have to do that. But I think at some point, when all the gaps are filled in over the next 5-10 years, they'll start doing like Marvel does. And now, the only things you'll know is what will happen in the movies.
Right.
Because there's continuity for Marvel stuff that happens in the books. Like, the cinematic universe technically includes the TV shows, and it includes, like, some comics, and includes, like, web series, and all those things like fill in some weird backstories that the movies don't, that the general audience don't care about because it's not that big of a deal.
Clone Wars covers in between 2 and 3.
Right.
And then Rebels covers in between 3 and Rogue One.
Right.
And then that's it so far.
Yeah, I think those are the only two TV series.
Yeah.
Now, I want more than anything to be like a Star Wars HBO show. Like, I feel like the best thing about Star Wars, in my opinion, is the actual universe they live in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel it's the opposite from Marvel, where I care about the characters more than the universe.
Mm-hmm.
In Star Wars, like, I just want to know about regular people living
in the Star Wars universe. Yeah, I just want to be on Coruscant doing some stuff.
Right, well, like in Rogue One, it was like the first time you see some humanity in Star Wars when, you know, you cut back to them on the Death Star, and, you know, the bad guy who's in Doctor Strange also, the main guy, he's not bad, he's the good guy. What's his name? The guy, Mads Mikkelsen, plays his character. Whatever his name
is. Yes, Krennic.
Yeah, no, Krennic and
the other guy.
Krennic and the other guy.
Orso.
Both of them are there together. And, like, the girl, the main character, is, like, 3 years old. And she's playing with toys in the Star Destroyer, just in a bedroom. And it's like, these are the things you don't see in Star Wars.
Right.
Because you just, in your mind, I guess you just think they're always marching and yelling and giving orders and blowing things up. And it's like,
on the job.
Like, I want to know about the people. Like, what do the stormtroopers do when they want to eat? I mean, where's the Star Destroyer's poop? You know, where's it go? Does it get flushed out into space? We don't know.
Regenerated into power.
But, like, I want to see videos of John Boyega eating in the stormtrooper cafeteria.
Yeah.
Because you know they have them. And, like, those are the things you've missed in the regular Star Wars because it's just war all the time, and there's no humanity in it. And I feel like Disney is changing that, so it's like
these
are people now inside the thing. Yeah, and that's another problem. We talked about this on our Star Wars show that didn't exist because it's our first episode.
Mm-hmm.
But we talked about how one of my biggest pet peeves with Star Wars is that there always has to be a war.
Yeah,
and I hate how it's always a war because
Star Wars.
When it's war, all the stakes are always turned up to 11. There's never a small thing. It's always, oh my God, the world is literally ending because they're blowing them up. It's always that every time.
Uh-huh.
And I want one. I'm glad they're doing things like Han Solo because
it's
that's going to be the first Star Wars movie we watch where an entire planet isn't obliterated.
Yep.
And I'm really hyped to not see some planets get obliterated.
Yeah, like not.
Because there's so many good
things that happen in
Star Wars that aren't big set pieces.
Yeah, Logan was very minimal.
Right, and I've heard a lot of people talk about how great that was.
And it was not a comic book movie, but it was obviously a comic book movie.
Well, it's exact same thing we're talking about. Mm-hmm. We're like, it's comic book enough that it fits in the universe,
it's
but it's
Star
not
Wars
about the
comics. Enough. You
right.
just gotta tell a story, preferably from me involving lightsabers, because that's my shit.
Dude, what if they do a whole movie about like lightsaber building?
I would die training. Or like, I don't know, just, I want to see episode 2, except instead of a whole bunch of Jedi versus CGI droids, I want to see a whole bunch of Jedi versus Sith. I want to see a medieval battle of the bastards.
Well, and I'm sure they
HBO
can do that, right?
Game of Thrones with some lightsabers.
Right,
and I know
that?
That's on YouTube.
And they can do
Have
it.
Have you seen that clip?
And that's what I love. No, I haven't, but
that's
I love that's what Disney can do.
Yeah.
Is they could go back 2,000 years and make up that story. Because they could do a Knights of the Old Republic movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because that doesn't exist.
That would be
so they can
sick.
Do whatever they want. And I feel like once they set this foundation that they're slowly doing, that's what they'll start doing. And they'll
they
go
need
back
to do
and
that.
Do that
well, okay, that would be okay with me because Star Wars, the thing that what they're doing and how it is and how it's been set up, I mean, there's multiple generations to hit. You don't have to make one for kids because that's your target market.
Right.
Your Star Wars, your target market's everybody alive, basically. So, I mean, if you made Star Wars content specifically for adults.
And that's
audiences.
The Marvel formula. That's the Marvel formula. Yeah. They're not making comic books movie. They're making Ant-Man's a heist movie. Captain America Winter Soldier is a political
Daredevil's
thriller.
Brutal.
Right.
Like,
right.
The Punisher
and that's what they're
is
doing.
Intense.
Like, they could do the same thing with Star Wars. Instead of them always being sci-fi fantasy, they could make a political thriller that is Star Wars. They could make a comedy that is Star Wars. They could make a medieval action movie that's Star Wars. They could do all these things. George Lucas wouldn't do it because it's always the, we've got to make sure the kids
are
happy.
It's the Skywalker story.
Misa dumb.
It's a kid who had mother troubles and grew up to be the worst Hitler
the
in the galaxy.
Ever.
Like, great story.
I mean, we all know you that Amperu and Uncle Ben are the real losers in Star Wars. Because, like, they had the same genetics, Luke and Leia. Mm-hmm. And look at Leia and what she accomplished. And look at Luke, who was mad he couldn't go to Tosche Station. Because, you know, goals. Life goals.
Goals.
Where Princess Leia's, like, flying from the Empire and fighting and standing and taking charge.
Mm-hmm.
Luke's like, I'm letting go to Tosche Station. It's a power
converter.
Uncle Ben, I hope you get roasted in the front yard tonight. And then it happened. And he felt real bad about it.
No, the exact thing that I said would happen. Why, God?
Yeah, dude. That's literally what I expected. But I don't know.
I just want the Last Jedi to be good. I want a lightsaber.
I think it's
going
to be the Empire Strikes Back.
The Old Republic. Either give me a damn video game with awesome cinematics, because whatever new...
I think Battlefront 2 is going to do that.
Well, that one, eh.
No?
Eh.
You're not hyped about Battlefront 2? You don't want to make Darth Maul and Yoda fight?
No, because what are you going to do? Press X, square, triangle? Oh,
I hope
look,
so,
because
I'm old and
other.
Bad. I hope that it's easy.
I don't know.
I hope some Korean guy that I matchmake with online who has a controller.
I
want to
actually hold a lightsaber and fight somebody.
VR is going to happen one day, man.
It'll
You're
going to
have VR one day.
I want it.
No.
Yeah, I know. I'd just be happy that we're not born in the 1800s. We're like, we want rubber tires. Like, I mean, at least we can look
we
forward
would have been
to VR.
Ignorant. We would not have known what Star Wars is, nor the capability of having a lightsaber that works.
Man.
Nothing.
I don't know, man.
Would have been great.
I feel like there were creative people in the 1800s, and they were hung for being witches.
Hey, that's
right.
Women. I don't think that was a man thing. No, I don't know.
I mean, I think about YouTube creators now and people who think of crazy things. Like, they're... That I'm sure happened in the 1800s. It was just instead of I want there to be a laser sword, it's like I want panning for gold to take place while I'm sleeping. And like those people are like, you're a warlock, you're dead now.
I want a robot. What is a robot?
I want a mechanical automaton who can walk on down to the creek and pan for gold while I'm out milking Bessie, my prized goat.
Goat.
Yep. That's what I think in the 1800s.
Bessie.
That was like aiming for
Bessie
the
cow goat.
I mean, you gotta think, like, someone invented, like, the Transcontinental Railroad. I mean, that's probably crazy for the 1800s, right?
That is. They blew up mountains and stuff.
Yeah,
man.
Dude. Like, mountains are big.
Man work.
I don't know if you've seen mountains, but they're quite large. Like, to blow them up would be hard.
Through it.
Yeah. It's like one guy with the world's biggest hammer, and he's just beating the mountain. Isn't that how they got rid of mountains back then?
Yeah, I believe it was Forrest the Giant Man.
Forrest the Giant Man.
Yeah.
Why is his name Forrest?
Because he's as big as a forest.
It's the guy who clears
you
out the forest.
Down,
is his
and
name
yeah,
Mountain?
He just knocks down all the
My
trees.
My name's Mountain the Lumberjack.
That's apparently the... Yeah. I don't know where that voice came from.
My name's a river and I climb volcanoes. What a coincidence. My name's Lava and I forge rivers.
I'm a sack of angry meat. My heart's a volcano. It's time to throw a virgin in there. Oh.
There are no virgins here. It's all men.
It's Alex Jones.
Because it's 800. All right, well, let's transition because you brought it up.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been talking about movies for forever. I feel like
we
need
I sent you that clip of Stephen Colbert.
Yes, what's his name? Tucker.
Tucker.
Tuck.
Tuck. Carlson or
something like that. It's not Tucker Carlson because that's an actual man.
That's Fox News guy.
Yes, that's
it?
A Fox
Damn
News
it.
Guy. Yes,
Tuck Buckford.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And
he's
so this,
done three more of those, by the way.
I've saw one of them on YouTube.
The first one's the best.
So this Alex Jones guy, for our listeners who don't know, he is a crazy dude.
I don't know how you can't know. He was not in the news at all. He was pretty big on YouTube before this election. Now they're changing their algorithms.
He interviewed Donald Trump on the phone during his thing, so he's like hit mainstream now.
But now everyone in the media is like, who's this Alex Jones guy?
He was like an internet joke to most normal people.
For like there are 4 years, I thought of him as Mr. Crazy Man on the internet.
Like he's like the one who says, like, don't they have like poison frogs and... Like
frogs make you gay, or they turn the frogs gay.
Yeah. He also denies
Hillary Clinton's a demon. Lizard people are running the government. She's a demon and a lizard person.
The lizard person's real, though. There are lizard people running the government. And he denied like Sandy Hook happened. Like he thinks Sandy Hook's a giant conspiracy theory.
Everything basically is a conspiracy theory.
He's like the worst person on the planet.
Yeah, just spitting crazy nonsense that comes into his head that he's like, that could be possible.
Yeah.
If this was not reality.
I'm not saying that this is true, but it's true.
I've been told by people.
I have sources in the lizard government that slithered their way over to me.
Like Steve Bannon. Alex Jones wrote a lot of Trump stuff for that.
Well, Steve Bannon was the head of Breitbart for a while. It's like this whole, like, just cesspool of stupidity and loud white people is literally what
I don't know if they're ignorant or just pure evil, but there's a mixture.
That's exactly what this story is about. So the reason that this even came up is because, like, his daughter, Kelly Jones, the ex-wife of Alex Jones, has apparently they have a 12-year-old? Or a 10-year-old, either way, some young girl, their daughter, and he wants custody.
She or he?
Well, they're trying to split up custody right now. I think she has custody, and the girl lives with her, and he wants custody, and I think the girl to live with him. We could read the article, but it's really long, and so like during this trial, it basically came out. His lawyer said that Alex Jones is playing a character, and he's not really crazy, like. He comes across on the internet.
I've watched, sadly, you know, like, I'm not proud to say that I've watched a lot of Alex Jones content.
Yeah, but you got
a
lot of time to
I've
watch
watched
it.
A lot of Alex Jones content.
I mean, it's like watching a car accident.
There's sometimes,
you know, sometimes
where it's like, this dude is making sense about some things, like the globalist economy. Like, he does say some crazy stuff about that. Yeah. But, I mean, for a fact that we are moving towards a more globalist government society. But,
I would
agree.
Yeah,
I don't necessarily think that's bad. It's bad if they do it wrong.
The difference is that I would agree that we're moving towards a global economy. I don't agree that it's being ran by lizard people.
Or that they're going to wipe out, you know, half of Earth's population.
They're going to come and take our guns and kill everybody who has them.
We're at least 50 years out.
Yeah, they're not poisoning the water and giving everybody AIDS.
Yeah. So
that type of
idea. Some of the things he says,
right,
give it, have some ground.
Right.
But then he's called so many different things, like he's saying that literally that we're gonna the new world order is forming this chemical to just wipe out half the population, the poor, the sick, the hungry, everybody's going.
Okay.
And it's just like,
no, they're not doing that.
No, man.
Right. So it's like he takes what is a basic basis in fact, something that is true, and then he just goes crazy into other
things. He says so many. It's just a game of odds, because it's just like, how many crazy things can I say
it's
to
like
where
a broken clock
just
is
with
right
reality?
Twice a day.
Exactly. Just reality. It's going to happen eventually. And then he's like, I called that 2 months ago.
Right. It's not like us and we make claims about Star Wars where we're right because we're smart. This guy is just, he has a radio show. Imagine if we did this every day.
Every day
we would be right about
some new stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Like every day, new today. Not the same thing as yesterday, but now Obama smells like sulfur, not gas. It was gas yesterday, but we're getting new reports it's sulfur.
Right.
Straight out the devil's bottom.
Dude, well, the thing is like, the lawyer says a central question in this case and the main reason for wider interest in what is essentially a child custody case has been whether or not Alex Jones' off-air persona is the same as what his viewers seen on his show InfoWars, or if he is merely a kind-hearted, doting, and soft-spoken father off-camera. Jones's lawyers have notably argued that his on-air persona is an act, an assertion that could potentially cast some doubt on his often over-the-top political claims, including doubts that the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre had ever occurred in the first place. Yeah. Regardless, the jury and assorted onlookers have been treated to a healthy dose of Alex Jones, who in real life, in the courtroom, without camera, does in fact bear a strong resemblance to the on-air dynamo that brought us Hillary for prison and the infamous Gay Frogs rant.
Oh, yeah.
Under cross-examination, he spoke not only about George Soros and an overly potent marijuana, but also his taste for zebra meat and canned exotic game hunts, and confirmed that the big bowl of hot Texas chili caused him to forget details about his kids' lives, in which he referenced in his deposition.
I think they asked him how old his daughter was, and then he was like, oh, I don't remember I was eating chili. Like, that's a little, like, I'm sure that's got to be quoted out of context, because I've heard that so many times.
That is fantastic.
If it happened, it happened, man. That dude, he says that's not his real name, Alex Jones. That's not him.
But his wife's name is Kelly Jones.
Yeah, that's not him. He said that he's Bill Hicks, a dead comedian or something like that from Texas,
okay,
who, like, disappeared off the face of the earth back in, like, 1994, something around in there. And then now he magically showed up as Alex Jones on this radio show. They look alike. They're not. I highly doubt. If so, that's the greatest prank.
Well, I mean, there are people out there that do characters. Like, Stephen Colbert is the perfect example. Like, his Stephen Colbert on the Colbert Report,
right,
was a character,
mm-hmm,
and he rarely acknowledged it.
Yeah.
But he acknowledged it enough, and people knew that he wasn't insane.
Right.
So they knew this Stephen Colbert on TV isn't the Stephen Colbert that I see at the supermarket.
Satire.
Right. And so they go, okay, this is supposed
to be funny.
Yeah, it's a joke.
But then this isn't.
But part of Stephen Colbert's fame is because of his crazy, they were jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his crazy character is part of the reason he got famous in the first place, because he played it on The Daily Show. He was a crazy Republican guy.
Mm-hmm.
That was the idea. But off camera, he was Stephen Colbert, who loves musicals and top hats and really bad late night show bands. And that's just who he was. Alex Jones, it would make total sense to me that become YouTube famous, he would say frogs make you gay and Sandy Hook never happened, because that's the type of claims that gets clicks. And that's the clickbaitiest stuff on the planet. Mm-hmm. But if this guy's really like this, I guess what I'm saying is I always kind of assumed it was a little bit of an act.
Right.
And now his lawyer came out and said it is an act, but now that they're presenting evidence that it's not, that kind of makes me even more worried than I was before.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's no way someone truly believes Sandy Hook didn't happen, right?
No.
I mean, there's crazy people out there that would believe that, but people who have millions and millions of subscribers and watchers.
I think just the fact that he has to repeat himself on a daily basis, it gets him in his own head thinking, yeah, that's real.
Right, but like,
that's real.
I have a hard time believing anyone who could be that famous could be that dumb, because it takes a certain level of intelligence.
He only got famous because he's that dumb. Have you seen that 14-year-old that was on Dr. Phil, Cash Me Outside or something like
that? But she's not famous anymore.
She's
gone. She's got an Instagram following. That's way different than interviewing the president of the United States. That's way different than interviewing the president.
Still, man, stupid people are famous.
Well, yeah.
The president.
But they're famous for being stupid. This guy is famous because people believe him.
Some.
And I feel like he specifically set out to get these rubes
to
who believe this stupid stuff, and that's his target audience.
Right.
And it feels like, I mean, if there was a statistic for it, like the probability of him actually being this dumb, actually being able to set up a YouTube with a catchy name and hire all these I'm assuming there's intelligent people that work for him who have to set up his audio equipment.
Now. Yeah, it's 3.5 million or something subscribers.
I would, like, okay, for example, I make websites for a living. That's what I do. I would not make websites for Alex Jones, because I feel like it would be against my moral compass to make a website for someone who publicly makes it known that children dying in a school shooting didn't happen. Like, my heart would go, I don't need your money that bad.
There's normal-looking people that do.
And that's what I mean. So, like, I feel like, okay, this guy isn't really that way. His job is to be crazy.
Uh-huh.
That's different than truly believing it, because the people who watch him may truly believe it. I don't care about them. They're idiots. I mean, sure, they voted in Donald Trump as president, so they have some power, because never underestimate the power of stupid people in large groups, but they're still stupid people. You meet one in a grocery store, he's not going to impact your life one way or the other. You just go, that guy's a tard, and that's it. You move on with your life. But Alex Jones, I always assumed, he knew that. And so he's being as outlandish as possible as part of his character, because no one that dumb and that outrageous knows how to set up lights for their channel, knows how to set up a studio, knows how to do social media. And anyone who is that crazy, even if they're not doing it themselves, no one who knows how to do that, there's not enough of those people who believe the way he does and have that much of loose morals that they could run that corporation the way it's ran very professionally.
Yeah, I wonder. I really wonder. Because it is, you're right, and like, I don't know if he could do it all by himself or who his backer is or who who's helping him and stuff, so like, I don't know.
It's just, how does a job interview go for Alex Jones?
People say that he's a CIA informant and like he's spitting all this bullcrap to keep the crazier people occupied with something. Like, I've heard that. I've heard crazy stuff, man.
I mean, I definitely think he's filling a gap in American news for the absolute idiot, and that's his job.
Yeah.
But I just can't imagine that if he's truly is an absolute idiot himself, there's all these talented people around him that make him famous and make sure he books guests and make sure he's on television, and his lawyers, you know, his lawyer obviously is like, it's an act, guys. Like, he doesn't want this reflected on him. Right. You know, it's that type of idea. It's crazy to me that reading this says to me it's not an act. Not that it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's mind-blowing to me, is that this guy's actually crazy.
I watched an interview with him on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Okay.
And
Joe Rogan's, like, huge podcast.
Yes.
Massive.
He, I'm pretty sure, smoked weed on the show.
Well, I think that's in this article about him smoking weed, but it was legal in California, right. So it didn't matter.
Yeah, I think he smoked a little bit before and got pretty drunk, and then he was a lot calmer at the beginning of the interview, and then once he got more and more, you know, out of it, he started to go a little crazy and started saying some crazy stuff. And, like, I'm pretty sure it's just a mental issue.
Like, he just has a literal mental handicap.
No, yeah. He can get himself going so much. Like, he'll just build. He'll say he gets one thing that probably triggers in his head,
right.
And then he's like, yeah, I'm a man. Yeah. I eat meat. My heart pumps blood. It pumps blood real good. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore because I'm having a heart attack.
I mean, the last paragraph of this article says, even without the more eccentric utterances, his persona and mannerisms in the courtroom that look familiar and seem impossible for Jones to turn off. He was constantly in movement, his face always expressive. Jones was admonished countless times by Judge Naranjo, however, and Kelly Jones' attorneys for shaking his head and scoffing at unfriendly testimony. Often when caught in the act, he'd sheepishly play innocent, part of a persona that at times seemed boyish and manic. Couple that with a growling machine gun cadence of his voice, the court reporter had trouble keeping up, and his ability to improvise, and you've got a pretty good recipe for compelling TV. And that, to me, means he's a performer. He's literally living the life of his character.
Right, yeah. I agree. He, at one point, it was a character, right. But now it's consumed.
And it's totally possible that he doesn't care at all about his daughter, and he cares more about his on-air persona and his character, quote-unquote, that he doesn't mind losing custody.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, then why would you go through it to admit that you have to admit to half your people that may have an ounce of their brain left that, oh, maybe this guy isn't telling the truth.
I'm interested,
just
like,
acting.
Does he do a daily show? Is it a daily show? So I'm assuming he's been like on vacation or something.
I'm sure that
he is
not on it because he has co-hosts and people that fill
guest
in for him
and things.
And stuff
so
like that.
I would love to know how he... I would almost guarantee he spins this into some type of conspiracy.
The government's out to get me.
Right, something like that when he comes back on the air, and he will use this as some publicity to fire up his show. Because the bottom line here is he lost the custody battle. Like, they get half time with the daughter, but his ex-wife gets to decide who she lives with, which obviously she's not going to pick him.
Right.
So technically, he lost this battle. They still have split custody, but she lives with Mama.
Well.
And so I'm assuming that that's what he expected this whole time. He just wanted to go to court so he could be talked about on shows like ours, shows that normally wouldn't cover anything that he says.
Right.
And that's the idea behind this new publicity
stunt. Because he definitely has made every single news network that I've seen.
Right.
And it's mainly because they want to tear him down, but they're just fueling
fire. Yeah, they're just any publicity is good publicity for him because he already says the worst
same
possible
thing. It's like they didn't learn anything from Trump and just are doing it again.
Yep. Well, because it gets ratings, man.
gets them, and then what's the effect of it? It gets them ratings. It's the same thing for that Cash Me Outside. She would be no one. Yeah. She's a millionaire, by the way.
Yeah, she has 14-year-old,
so yeah. So she wouldn't be anywhere if it wasn't for being on that TV show.
Yeah.
And then Dr. Phil has to now have that on his conscience for the rest of his life.
Well, I totally believe that Donald Trump won because of meme culture. Like, it's because all the people on the internet, it couldn't help but make fun of him.
Yeah.
And there's people out there that don't get the joke. You know, there's like, it's like emails from your grandma. She sends you these forwards about, oh, look at President Obama's marijuana crop that he's growing on the back of Mexican laborers from Spanish.
On their back.
You know, it's whatever. It's just completely made up things. But they believe it because they saw it on the internet, and they don't realize that the internet can be made up by anybody, anywhere, anytime. It's like, I read it online. It must be true. I'm going to send this to my grandson. And it's like those types of people see these Donald Trump memes and they go and vote for him because they think that Hillary Clinton is running a sex trafficking operation out of the basement of a pizza parlor that doesn't even have a basement.
God, that was
it's like,
Jones
I mean, it's that
thing.
Type of thing, though.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what Alex Jones preys on.
I just love
those types of ideas.
WikiLeaks, you know how they were really against Hillary before the election, then the election happened, and then they're like, oh, Donald Trump didn't release his tax returns. Well, we got dirt on you, so you probably should release those.
Right.
And it's like they turned on him,
well,
and now
WikiLeaks
Trump's
has been
like,
around for forever.
Well, they're a Russian agent. We don't need them. They're funding terrorism or
something. Well, and WikiLeaks is a perfect example because they actually leak good things.
Yeah.
They actually have good
leaks.
They have
no bias on what they leak
but
and not
they,
leak.
But they personally share and talk about the controversial things because they know that gets on the news.
Yeah.
Like, they just released a ton of those CIA documents that talk about how they can hack cars and literally, you know, if there's some guy they want to assassinate, they can just hack his car computer and they can turn a steering wheel into a brick wall and he dies. Mm-hmm. There you go. Done deal. No one even has to leave their house to kill somebody in the CIA.
Yeah.
And that's like a thing that exists, and WikiLeaks is the reason we know about that.
Right.
But you don't hear about that on the news because they're too busy talking about Trump's tax returns, because that's what WikiLeaks knows gets clicks.
Yep.
And WikiLeaks runs off donations, and they need clicks in order to do it.
Hmm.
You know, there's no money in altruism, is the idea.
Yep, basically anything you get, they'd put out, and whether you're on the receiving end of it or not, whatever. I mean, it's just crazy to think, like, he was, if it wasn't collusion between Trump and Russian or whatever, WikiLeaks or whatever, and he was just like, if you can get your hands on the 30,000 emails that Hillary, I think everyone in our press corps would really like that.
Right.
And it's just like, dude, do you even know what you're talking about?
Because,
they're doing that now because they think you want that.
Right. Well, and Donald Trump is a perfect example of, he's a moron. That's pretty obvious. He's not that bright of a person, but he made his way to a high office because of the people that he surrounds himself with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the idea. That's exactly what Alex Jones is doing. The difference is that with Alex Jones, like when Sean Spicer said that Hitler didn't use gas, like the entire world went, dude, you're a total idiot. And that's what happened.
Yeah.
You know, and then he retracted that statement and all that. If Alex Jones says that, no one bats an eye because that's just the crazy stuff he says all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is his way to get into the mainstream by appearing to be a normal guy.
Yeah.
And then he'll get more views and he'll get some more of those rubes who go, you know what, I kind of do think frogs are making us gay and I love chili. And they'll watch his show and he'll
get ad
revenue.
I just can't wait for the day where he's like, he's gotta contradict himself at some point.
Oh, right.
If he has any chance of getting his own TV anything.
Right. Which I don't think he wants. Like, with YouTube nowadays, why would you want to go on Fox News?
He's syndicated, too. He's on all radio stations.
Yeah, why would you want that, man? I mean, he's making more money. He makes more money than Bill O'Reilly. I guarantee you he does. It's just because YouTube, I mean, Pinella makes hundreds of dollars a month and he has 5,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
I mean, think about how many this guy has. I think Pinella told me that for every, like, 1,000 views you get, you make $10. Is how his works. And I'm sure Alex Jones is no different. So if he's got 1 million views, he made $100,000. And if he releases a video a day, that's just how it works, man.
But, I mean, now who knows, because YouTube's changed its policies and stuff.
Yeah, but see, that's just ad revenue. Because he also has in-show sponsors, and he gets syndication money, and he's got, he makes money from all the ads that are ran on his radio show.
He sells medicine.
Exactly.
Buy my vitamins.
He has several different channels to make money, and a story like this is just, every single one of those channels is going to see a bump.
I mean, I just don't see how...
And he's bulletproof.
It's hard to trust, you know, nowadays, especially with all this different, you know, user funded, like random, out of nowhere, not established, nothing.
Right.
Indie, whatever.
Right.
Is they could be funded. They could just be completely not what you think.
Right.
and then just lead, just say whatever, and it's just no accountability, yeah, really.
Man. Well, and that's the craziest part about him is that he's bulletproof, because the things that usually bring people down are the controversies that they create on accident.
Right.
Because you're doing live radio or you're doing live TV or whatever, and you say something on accident, like Hitler didn't gas people. And even if you said it on accident and you didn't mean it because you're kind of stupid, like, because it happens to everybody. I mean, if you're a public speaker, you're going to say things on in public that you shouldn't have said or that you misspoke or whatever. But this guy says them on purpose. He says the things that would get most people fired on purpose.
Yeah.
So what could possibly bring him down? The people that are advertising on his show obviously don't care. Like, the only thing that brings people like this down is, like, child sex slavery. That's the only thing that people stop. Like, if he's a pedophile, he's out. Yeah. Otherwise, say whatever you want.
That's a good point.
Because, I mean, it's just that's how capitalism works, dude, man. There's always someone out there to buy something, unless it's campsite.
Yep. It's sad that he's real popular, because a lot of his stuff is just obviously dumb.
Yeah, and we're making him money right now by talking about him.
Mm-hmm.
So let's move on to something more important.
Good.
Like this Sochi Russian Grand Prix poster right here. Like, what is this? So, can you describe it to our audience, please? It's the Ferrari team's poster for the F0 or F1 Formula One race that's happening in Sochi, Russia. Actually, it's happening today. How convenient. It's the 30th of April. It's happening today. I would just love for you to try to, because you're a graphic artist, I would love for you to describe what I'm looking at here.
So this isn't a movie.
No, this is the real promotional poster for the race.
There's a race going on. Okay, so there's a Grand Prix race in Russia called Sochi.
No, Sochi is the name of the town.
Okay.
It's in Sochi.
Gotcha.
Yes.
All right. Well, there is a Formula One car racing through a forest of snowy, snowy-ass forest. And, like, it's not even on a road. It's just in the middle of a couple of trees.
It, has got
it looks like it's drifting, but I don't think it's moving. I think it's just, like, somebody left it here and died. Like, he's...
That's true. It may... Then, well, no, it's kicking up snow, so it's moving.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be moving. So it's driving a Formula One car, okay? Because, yeah, they... I don't think they can grip snow that well.
I think the only thing they grip is perfectly clean asphalt.
Right.
Like, if they hit a puddle, they explode.
Yeah,
right?
I'm pretty sure it's something like that. But anyways, yeah, they're driving through snow. And then the weirdest part is there's a house in a tree. And in front of that is a witch. A white-haired, creepy-looking-ass witch that looks like she's jumping onto the car to stab the driver in the chest.
Let me see.
I don't...
I'm going to try to throw this up on the live stream for you guys that are watching it. I'll tweet this later.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw this up on the live stream. I think y'all will enjoy this greatly.
It's just odd, and I don't get it. There's got to be some meaning to it. Because that says desert.
I know. I feel like that's not it.
That's not
it. That's definitely not. Here it is.
There you go.
This is it right here. All right. Let's show this up. There we go. Yeah. There we go. Yeah. So everyone watching live, I'll tweet this at Seth and Colby as well, so people can know who listen on iTunes can check it out later. But
I don't know why that exists or they made that,
but
and approved it.
I mean, Russia's pretty weird, right, dude?
There's got to be other ones, right? Like, if that's just the Ferrari... What? The Ferraris?
Yeah, that's Team Ferrari.
Yeah, so there's other teams and stuff. So
right, because I think the way, it works is,
Warcraft-ish characters.
Dude.
I don't know.
I mean, just... Formula One cars do not work in any type of weather or off-road of any kind.
I think so.
So why would they put them in a snowy forest? That alone... If the witch wasn't there... It would still be a weird poster. Yeah. But then someone's like, nah, let's add in a snow witch with no legs.
Snow witch.
It looks like she has legs. She doesn't.
God, I don't get this image. Because it looks like there's a house in the background with like a big...
Yeah, it looks like there's like a werewolf leg or something right there. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, you're right. It does. There's also like a cabin.
She's morphing out of a tree or something.
It's a very confusing image.
Did you see the trailer for I forget what it's called. I think it's called Guardians, I want to say.
Oh, the Galaxy?
No, but it's like the Guardians of the Galaxy, except it's a Russian movie. It's a Russian superhero movie, and there's a dude who turns into a bear. a full bear. That's because awesome. It's Russia, and they don't fuck with bears, man.
I don't mess with bears either, if I'm being honest. But
it looked like all the CGI was like a really good high-budget movie, but it's Russian, and it's kind of a ripoff of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
But it's a guy that turns into a bear.
You watch that?
So instead of a raccoon, is it a bear? Is that the idea? Or is
I don't know.
They just wanted to make him a
bear?
They
just all kind of have powers, and it looks
I mean, if that Space
similar.
Witch was in a movie, I'd probably check it out.
It was weird. Did you see the Always Sunny ripoff of the Russian remake of Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
No.
I sent you a trailer of it.
I didn't watch it.
It's pretty great.
I need to check it out.
Yeah, because it's the exact same bar, just different people, and they're speaking Russian.
Did they then turn into a bear?
No.
That's too bad.
Sadly, no.
I would like them. Okay, while we're doing visual aids here, it's really easy to explain. It's Jeff Goldblum. In a food truck. The food truck is called Chef Goldblum's. Because Jeff Goldblum? Chef Goldblum's?
Stupid.
Their menu consists of the Goldblum, which is a chorizo sausage sandwich. The Silverblum, which is an Italian pork, veal, and flannel seed sausage sandwich. And the Bronzebloom, which is a vegetarian spiced soy sausage. So he's selling sausages.
Good.
I mean, it sounds good. I mean, look at that. It looks pretty good right there. It's just, why in God's name is Jeff Goldblum have a food truck?
Dude, he's bored.
He says, his quote about it is, "I am doing a project that I have to be secretive about, but there is some thematic tie-in to it. I'm doing a little research for some work that I'm going to be doing in my chosen profession. I like food. I'm very interested in food, but you'll have to wait." So he's researching
so
a
weird.
Role? Is that no. what's happening?
They're filming footage for a movie where Jeff Goldblum plays a dude who's got to get back off his feet and start a food truck.
He's playing a dude, playing another dude, playing a current dude.
Which doesn't make any sense because he used his actor's name as the name of the food truck.
Right, that's what I'll get. Like, he's doing research.
Be, yeah.
Also, there's already a movie about a guy who starts a food truck called Chef that has John Favreau in it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's literally the whole movie is that he's like this big chef, but he hates his job, and so he quits and starts his own food truck and sells like Cuban sandwiches in Miami. And it's a really good movie about a guy who starts a food truck and bonds with his family and stuff through it. It's really good. It's called Chef. It's on Netflix. So is Jeff Goldblum remaking Chef?
I don't know, man.
Also, when I think of chefs, I don't think of Jeff Goldblum.
I don't think of him for anything.
I think of him as like a guy who smokes a lot of weed and is very eccentric and maybe could be a really smart guy in a movie, like So Smart He's Crazy type
nope.
of idea.
Nope.
Like,
dumb
he's not
him.
An action hero.
Ever since Resurgence. Nope.
No, I didn't watch that.
That was the worst piece of shit.
Was that the second one?
That's the
I
second.
I think me and Chris made it 10 minutes into that before
yeah.
I said no.
Yeah.
Like, is that the one where they like, start in like the cafeteria area? Like the half the movie is like them in a cafeteria outside
I don't know.
Or something. I feel like it was. It might not have been, but
half the movie is
like
the earth like falling on itself. Like they pick up Dubai.
Oh.
So just all of
like
it.
Like the whole city.
The whole city. Just
okay.
pick it up because right. their alien crafts are probably like what? An eighth the size of Earth itself. So they pick
there's
up
aliens in it?
Yeah. Independence Day?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think it was? He's in Revenant. He was the bear.
Dude, I knew it! He raped Leonardo DiCaprio.
He did. He wanted that ass.
Dude, I don't know, man. Well, in that movie, he plays a scientist, though.
He does.
Crazy scientist.
Guy. And it's not
well,
all.
Also, weird. I have in here, they just announced he'll be in Jurassic World 2, back as Dr. Ian Malcolm, which in other plays, he's a crazy scientist.
He was in a show called The League. You ever
one
seen
on
that?
FX?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. He's, I forget the character's name, but it's Nick Kroll's character.
Okay.
On the show, Jeff Goldblum plays his dad.
Okay.
And he plays a fucking dick. He's a dick. So
right.
I just imagine that's how he is in real life.
I don't think so. I think he's really pleasant.
There
was this one show on NBC like 20 years ago, and it was I don't remember what it was called, but he played a detective, and it was really good. And it lasted like 8 episodes, and then NBC canceled it because it was good, and that's what NBC does.
Yep.
But he played like this like eccentric detective, which is like every show out there, I understand. But still, it's Jeff Goldblum being Jeff Goldblum. And
I just don't find him entertaining.
Not at all. You don't like him at all, huh?
I can't think of one thing that I liked him in. Except, I guess, Jurassic Park.
I mean, Jurassic Park 2. Okay, what's your favorite Jurassic Park?
I don't remember.
Or 1, 2, 3, or World?
I've seen 3.
Was there a 4?
The most.
Was there a 4 no, Jurassic World?
I don't think so.
I feel like there was like a direct-to-DVD Jurassic Park movie.
Was there? No.
Oh, I'm going to Google it.
The third one was the last one, and it did poorly, and so they were like, all right, we're gonna set this down for a little bit.
I mean, that was a smart move.
It's kind of the one thing that I miss, man. Like, there's no more new trilogies and stuff. Like, the newest trilogy...
Marvel would be.
I mean, you got Marvel and Star Wars.
Yeah, but Star Wars is old.
Done.
From the 70s.
That's the only things that I know of that are coming out.
Well,
like,
you got the stupid... You got a bunch of stupid teen movies. Twilight was a trilogy.
Still, that's been a while.
Yeah. Like, what about Dark Towers coming out? Isn't Dark Tower going to be the Dark Tower series with Idris Elba and Matthew McConaughey?
What?
Yeah, that's supposed to be really good. No. Hold on. We got to do one thing at a time, though. I'm going to make sure... Yeah, you're right. Jurassic Park, 1993. Lost World, Jurassic Park, 1997. Jurassic Park 3, 2001. Jurassic World, 2015. Jurassic World 2, 2018.
So, critically, the third one was the worst.
Well, wasn't it the worst one, period?
I watched that one the most. I enjoyed it. That
how
Spinosaurus...
Old were you,
though? I'm young.
Yeah, so you might have been too dumb to realize how bad it was.
100%. 100%.
Like, if you watched it now... I would be like,
this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Okay,
but
well,
that Spinosaurus gave me nightmares, man.
The original Jurassic Park made $1.2 billion worldwide. Jurassic Park 2 made $618 million worldwide. Jurassic Park 3 made $368 million worldwide.
Wow.
But Jurassic World made $1.6 billion worldwide.
And they were like, this is why you rest it for 14 years.
Well, critically, the Metacritic has a 68 for Jurassic Park, a 59 for The Lost World, a 42 for Jurassic Park 3, and a 59 for Jurassic World. So Lost World and Jurassic World both got the same Metacritic score. IMDb roasted most of the other movies, though. 8.1 for Jurassic Park, but then 6.5, 5.9, 7.0.
That's ridiculous. It's Spielberg.
I like The Lost World, but I think it's...
What the hell?
I think The Lost World is my Jurassic Park 3 for you. Like, The Lost World came out, what did I say, 97?
So which one's the one where it's like the classic, you know, the doom?
That's Jurassic Park.
Okay.
That's Jurassic Park,
yeah,
with Sam Jackson.
Goldblum was in that one then,
yes,
too, wasn't he? Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but then he came back for the sequel, and then he wasn't in the other one. Because Sam Neill and Laura Dern came back for the third one.
I don't even think I remember the
Lost World was my Jurassic Park 3. Like, I watched that one when I was like 10, 11, 12.
Huh.
That was the one I was really into.
That was the one.
That's where he goes to. That's where the T-Rex gets on a boat. They're trying to build a Jurassic Park in San Diego.
Never saw that.
And so
one
they
all
go
the way
to the feed island
the
for Jurassic World.
Oh man!
And they take a T-Rex back to San Diego, and then he goes through San Diego, eats a kid's dog. It's a whole thing.
Huh.
It's not good.
I like the concept of 3, where it was like, we're not going to a park with dinosaurs in it. We're not going to this place that we know.
It's just the wild.
We're just going to this island where they used to replicate dinosaurs, and now they're all over the place, so you got to watch what you do. And don't
go sky surfing
there. Yeah, I don't know.
What was the purpose of them going there?
The dumbest thing, now that I'm rethinking about it, the very opening scene of 3 was this kid goes with his, like, uncle to go parasailing or something like that. But they're parasailing around the island of dinosaurs.
Dude, that's how Jurassic World or Jurassic Park 2 does. There's a kid and a family, they're yachting, and they just happen to stop on the island to eat lunch, and they get killed by a dinosaur.
Yep. Yeah, the kid survives, and they go, that's 3.
That's crazy.
Why would you be parasailing next to a fucking island with Jurassic Park on it? Like, this is a thing that happened in reality.
Yeah, like people
like
know,
like with governments
right?
and newspapers and things. Like,
I don't know, man.
Plus, you would have to probably put that park far away from civilization.
Oh, you don't
so it's
say?
Not just like some island off the coast of...
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
They're going to build it in San Diego because that's what they do.
Just smack dab in the middle of the bay right on Alcatraz.
That's what they do, man.
Yep.
They build it in San Diego.
San Diego, and... San Francisco.
No, San Diego.
San Francisco.
Not San Diego.
I'm talking about the Golden Gate Bridge, mofo.
I think it was probably out of their effects budget to put the Golden Gate Bridge.
Nah.
Like, the big thing that happens in Jurassic Park 2 is, like, you know those gas stations, the 76 gas stations, the big orange ball with the blue 76 written on it?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen those? Like, sure. The T-Rex, like, knocks it over and the ball goes rolling down the street. And they're like, oh my God. It, like, lands on this car and crushes it.
Jurassic, no. I used to be into dinosaurs. Nope.
Yeah, so are you hyped at all about Jurassic World 2?
God, no. Does it have Pratt in it?
Yeah.
Then no.
Yeah, it does.
No.
Are you saying no to me? Because it
does. I'm saying no to everything about Jurassic World, whatever the shit. I don't know, man.
It's got the same people.
Wasn't it Jessica Chastain just running around in high heels for the entire fucking movie?
Yes, or Bryce Dallas Howard. Yeah, they're the same type of person.
They're
both redheaded.
Close.
They're both redheaded, pretty skinny girls, so kind of look the same.
Yeah, that kind of ended the movie for me.
Oh, you didn't find that realistic?
Not really.
Well, that's kind of always been my problem with Jurassic Parks in general, is that they're like...
Here's dinosaurs.
Not at all realistic. In
Run
any way,
away
shape,
from
or
them, because you won't get caught.
But why even
they're
go?
They're like bears on steroids.
Why even go, dude?
They're like bears on steroids.
Well, that's the thing is, like, I'm kind of interested to see how they're going to bring Jeff Goldblum in, because you need to watch 2 again. Maybe we should just do a Jurassic Park day. We literally just sit and watch all the Jurassic Parks.
The third one is going to kill me.
Dude, the second one
is
going to kill me.
It has such a good
too.
High holding in my head, you know, from childhood, and that's going to be ruined. I found a tweet on my time hop that was like, I'm rewatching Star Wars, the prequels, and God, they're terrible. Like, so much bad green screen work and bad writing and acting.
The prequels have grown on me because now I expect them to be bad.
Yeah.
So I kind of watch them for, like, their comedic things. Like, last night I was quoting Unlimited Power because that's a meme to me now.
Unlimited Power!
Like, it's so bad. I kind of watched it like I watched True Blood. Like, I'm not going to take any of this seriously. And I'm going to ignore that George Lucas wanted me to take it seriously. I'm going to pretend he meant to make it bad.
The Galactic
Senate
is mine.
Sand. It's coarse. And it gets everywhere.
It gets everywhere.
So he was at the Star Wars celebration this last year.
Yeah.
Some guy on Reddit brought him a bag of sand for him to sign.
Oh my God. That's
he, like,
amazing.
He wrote, I hate this, and Hayden Christensen.
That's, oh God. That's perfect.
Isn't that great?
He's coming back. He's going to be a force ghost.
Dude, I would hope so. Everyone in that movie, like, Natalie Portman's won, like, Oscars, I think. Like, hasn't she won Oscars?
Yeah.
Like, she is a Black's robot world. In that movie.
Yeah.
A straight robot. Like, Qui-Gon Jinn, Liam Neeson's in that movie. I think he requested to die because he knew what he was doing. And, like, Obi-Wan, they try so hard to make him a robot, too. And I think Ewan McGregor's just like, fire me. I dare you. Like, I'm Obi-Wan now.
And hello,
like,
there.
Like, he tries to at least add flair to it, you know?
I'm Obi-Wan.
But, like, Hayden Christensen, I think, is actually a good actor, and everyone destroyed him because he was bad in those movies, but none of that was his fault.
Yeah, no. I agree.
Natalie Portman, like, I think, Natalie Portman only got roles because she's pretty, and Hayden Christensen isn't really pretty.
Yeah.
Like, Ewan McGregor's also pretty, you know? Like, he can sing, he can dance.
Man pretty, yeah.
He's man pretty. And, like, Natalie Portman is woman pretty, which is the pretty that we prefer,
still
right?
Still man pretty.
Still man pretty? But I think that's the only reason she got jobs after Star Wars, because Hayden Christensen, like...
Yeah,
remember when he was
nothing,
in Jumper? Wasn't
right?
he in Jumper?
Yeah, he was in Jumper.
That movie was awesome. I loved Jumper.
It's still not great.
Is it worse than the prequels? No.
It's a better performance for him, but...
Yeah.
I mean, I still... I don't know, man. Maybe it's just childhood, maybe because I saw it 25 times in theaters when it came out, but episode 3, the ending of it with Ewan and Hayden going at it, that's just, it's cool to me.
That dialogue,
works for
though.
Me.
That dialogue, though.
Like, I mean, the end of it when Obi-Wan's like, you are my brother, Anakin!
Yeah.
I didn't want to chop your legs off, but I did it, and now I have to suffer the consequences.
Right.
It's just
I love the memes.
You could just go and pick him up. Like, he's done for.
I'm on.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's over.
He has one arm. You
like,
cut that off, too, and just
taken
pick him up.
Him and said, you're now going to jail. Instead
off.
Of, I'm just going to leave you here to roast like a turkey you forgot in the oven so the Emperor can, the Senate can come
well,
by
that's
and get
why
you.
I'm hoping that this Jedi has to end nonsense from The Last Jedi is like, Luke realizes that Yoda had some flaws. Like, he was kind of screwed. Like, they're evil. We need to kill them. You kill them right now, man.
Episode 3 is the gem that gave us only the Sith deal in absolutes, which is an absolute.
Yep. Only Sith deal in absolutes.
That's so. Does that mean you're a Sith, Obi-Wan? Is that what you mean?
That's so true.
Like, I mean, that's they didn't really think.
I will do what I must.
Well, and like Padme died from sadness.
Yeah.
Like I love. There's this great meme. I follow prequel memes on Reddit. I would highly suggest. I know you probably don't get on Reddit.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know how to work it.
It's worth it to create an account.
I don't know how to work it.
And just subscribe to prequel memes subreddit, because all it is a bunch of memes. And the trend right now is them showing scenes and how it would have played, like Obi-Wan coming down the ship and telling Anakin, "This is wrong. This isn't like you." And then Natalie Portman goes, "You're breaking my heart." And then it just shows Anakin. He's like, "All right, I'll stop." And then it just says, "Written and directed by George Lucas." And it's like there's so many different things that, like, it's so overdramatic for no reason. And, like, another one I watched is, like, a split screen of, like, Darth Vader in the back to Tang and is like, "Missing legs, missing arm, 80th degree burns all over his entire body, saved by mechanical suit. Natalie Portman, totally in fine health, dies of sadness."
Stupidest.
Like, the text thing. Under it is like, "Just don't get sad, Anakin, or you'll die."
Right. That's retarded.
Well, in Return of the Jedi, Leia says that she remembers her mother. How do you mess it up, dude?
Somewhat.
And that's why Disney is scrubbing those episodes. Yeah. I guarantee you.
It's just like, you're so dumb. George, you're an idiot, man. I don't know what was going on in your 50s, 60s when you were having a midlife crisis.
I think you just wanted to make him for kids. He literally wanted to
make toy movies.
Because he came to Star Wars Celebration this last time for the first time since Disney bought him. It was the first time he showed up.
Yep.
And I think his speech was like, "I really appreciate the fans. Like, I know some of you are really critical and say hurtful things about my movies, but when I see the joy in a kid's face when they watch it, I know that I did the right thing." And I'm just thinking, George, you didn't make these movies for kids. Like, when you made these movies in the 70s, dude, everyone was 50 years old when I went and saw the new ones. Like, they don't
care
about kids.
Opera. Do kids want to go see operas or the space saga?
There's a lot of theories out there that George Lucas kept throwing out these crazy ideas in hopes that someone around him would say, "George, that's not a good idea," and no one ever did. Like, he was just surrounded by yes men because he was so rich and so powerful that everyone was scared to say no to George Lucas. And so he was like a kid in a candy store who just did whatever he wanted because no one ever told him that what he was doing wasn't smart.
Yeah.
And so he ended up making bad movies on accident.
No, I've seen that. Well, I mean, you can watch so many videos on why the prequels
Well, there's like behind the scenes
YouTube,
where he's like, "You know, maybe George R. should do this. What do you guys all think? Is that a good idea?"
It's clearly a bad idea. It's one of the worst things in the world.
And everybody's like, "Yeah, George, that's brilliant.
Dude, that Asian guy.
You're a visionary."
You know who the Asian guy is? I don't know he's like the lead visual design director.
It's like
or something
him
like that.
And then
he was there through the entire thing. Yeah. And then he's back for The Force Awakens. Like, I saw him there. I'm like, I saw you just be
subtle. Well, that's the
difference
between, like, J.J. Abrams and George Lucas. It's like, J.J. Abrams, I'm sure, wants outside collaborators.
Mm-hmm.
And George Lucas,
I think
wanted it, but no one gave it to him.
I always saw that as, like, why is he doing that?
Right.
You know, why is he always involving other people in what he does? Because J.J., I mean, anything that he's done, I think the only thing that he did by himself was Super 8.
Yeah, but he calls friends and gets second opinions.
Right.
Like, it's well known, like, I don't know if it is still is, but, like, back in the day, like, J.J. Abrams and Joss Whedon used to talk all the time. And that's why, like, their stuff still all has that kind of, like, 80s flair to it with, like, sarcastic style humor, because they both kind of share that thing. So, like, J.J. would call Joss Whedon and ask him questions about Alias, and, you know, Joss would call J.J. and ask questions about Buffy, and they kind of bounce ideas off each other. And the Marvel movies are famous for that now. Like, the directors of the Marvel movies all talk to each other about what they're doing in their movie.
Right.
And they help each other make each other's movies. And it's just that collaborative brain trust that makes everything better. And I don't think George Lucas had any of that.
No. And
Force Awakens, like, J.J. had different writers. Mm-hmm. Like, he brought the writer from Empire on it. So he had
and
outside opinions.
Now, I mean, it's the guy who directed Looper.
Right.
Is doing Jedi.
Right.
And it's just all these different guys. Like, the dude who did Rogue One. I'd never heard of him before. What did he do? He did something.
I don't even remember.
I thought he did one movie that got him it. I forget. Gareth Edwards, I think
his name. Was he the guy who did, it wasn't the one about the videotapes and the time travel, was it?
Time travel was Looper.
No, I'm thinking of that stupid movie. He did
Godzilla.
Did he do Godzilla? Yeah, Godzilla. He did Godzilla.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. So, that's a movie that got hit. I mean, Godzilla was okay. It was totally
dude,
okay.
Dude, it had like, it was the same thing as Suicide Squad. The main thing that you wanted to see,
right.
Godzilla,
but I think,
was in it about 10 minutes
left. Right. Oh, totally.
But when he fucking lightning breathed down that gigantic bug's mouth, yeah. I like was
well, they're making a new one. Like you oh, know yeah. that Kong King Kong is in the same universe.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
it's gonna be great. I'm so pumped for that Justice League.
Oh my god!
Dude. Oh man, movies are getting so good.
The Last Jedi is directed by Rian Johnson.
Yeah,
and he did. Looper. Yeah, Looper. And The Brothers Bloom. I heard that was good. I didn't see it. Looper was great. And he did three episodes of Breaking Bad. Fly, the worst episode in Breaking Bad history. And then Ozymandias, which I think is the best episode in Breaking Bad history.
That's funny.
Because I think, is this the penultimate episode? I think it is. Yeah, anyway, it's one of the best episodes of television ever made frequently by
wow.
critics and audiences. Before
I need to go back and rewatch Breaking Bad.
It's good.
I never finished it.
It's really good. I mean, I think the hype doesn't help it.
Right.
Because the problem with Breaking Bad, I think it got a lot of good ratings because it was the first show to do that type of stuff. And it started the trend of the Mad Men and the Game of Thrones and the True Bloods, and like HBO had its renaissance. Like it was like The Sopranos and Sex and the City, and then there was nothing else on TV except yeah. those two things for forever.
Mm-hmm.
And then Breaking Bad started, and it started it off again, and then everyone started making good TV. And I think it gets a good reputation because it gets better reviews than maybe it should because of that. I think it'd be better yeah. if it was on HBO because you just can't get as gritty or as real as you need to on cable TV, in my opinion.
That's very true.
At least back then. Like, I think now they've
well,
latched
I mean,
the
now,
rules a little bit.
Definitely. You can cuss.
Yeah, you can do whatever. But
like,
back
I mean,
then,
I
couldn't.
See so much naked body now.
Right.
And I'm like, is this on Showtime? Is
yeah,
this on HBO?
TV,
and it's no, it's just like they can show everything.
Right.
Except the nipple.
Yeah.
Except.
Yeah.
Like, just little tiny
and that,
little
and that takes
arm
me
in the way.
Out of shows.
Yeah.
It honestly does. Like, nothing bothers me more than a sex scene where the girl is still wearing clothes. Because I'm like, that isn't what would happen
yeah.
in real life. You know? Like, just don't show it.
Right.
Know? Imply it.
Yeah.
We don't need to see it. If
nope.
you don't want to commit, that's totally fine.
Right. But no, let's show the sex scene that has absolutely
right.
no
well,
sex
it's
in
the
it.
Same thing with language. Like, a guy who's
God,
making meth
of,
doesn't
oh,
say
God.
Dern. That's just what happens.
Dern.
These darn meth heads out here.
Yeah, man. Talk about a disappointing movie. I don't know how anyone liked the 50 Shades movie.
Oh, yeah?
The first one had no sex in it.
I don't think the second one's any different.
I don't care.
I'm really mad that in the 50 Shades movie, the man doesn't
like,
get
that's
nude.
That's the point, right? And yeah!
Like, that's the whole point of 50 Shades.
The whole point of that book series was it was directed for women
yeah.
who like to read
yeah.
naughty stuff, so
right.
you don't give them a dick?
Yeah, it's porn for women is what it was quoted as
oh,
being.
Oh, God, just doesn't
yeah,
make
and you
sense.
Don't give them any man parts. It's stupid.
That
what are you
stupid.
Doing?
I don't know.
What are you doing, man?
They're like, we can't do it.
Why?
Because...
I see dongs all the time on HBO! Literally all the time! Hodor's like naked, half that show. You remember that when Hodor's just running around naked?
I don't.
You should go back and watch it, because he's naked.
I'm pretty sure I do remember saying Hodor dick at one point in time, so... I mean, that's possible. No, I'm excited for that show to come back, too,
right.
though.
We're just talking about naked men. I'm just going to play this video for you, and I want you to give my reaction. So what I'm showing Colby right now is a promotional video for Baywatch, starring Zac Efron.
Zac and John, yeah. John McLeese.
Yeah. What?
Who?
I don't know. Zac Efron and The Rock. And there is there's this guy who works for Screen Junkies, which is a YouTube channel. Do you know Screen Junkies?
Uh-huh.
Okay, apparently they're very famous. I'm too old to understand YouTube.
Yep.
But apparently they sent him, he is a large fan of The Rock, and they sent him there and to oil up The Rock. I just...
Oil!
Oil! All right, let's do it.
All right, let's do it right now.
Yeah, good. It's a little slow, though.
How's the bicep feel?
It feels good.
I'm talking about the muscle tissue. Tell me how hard it is and dense it is.
Super hard. It's dense.
Not tell me. You got to tell people at home.
It's throbbing.
It's everything you would dream it would be. Okay, hush. There's muscles. I didn't even know muscles existed.
Okay.
It's this thing, whatever that is.
Called a horseshoe.
Okay, it's a horseshoe. It looks like you have like four elbows.
Four elbows.
There we go. It feels, there's just so much strength. Like America.
That's right.
This feels like America.
That's all I wanted you to see was that scene.
Why? So dumb.
I really just wanted to infect you with that.
The Rock
video of The Rock.
It's so.
Dude, I love The Rock. Do you not like The Rock?
He's a good person, obviously, but yeah. he's taking advantage of his good personness because, I mean, he's everywhere now. He's doing so many different things.
That's because he's
great.
He
has his own YouTube channel that's as big as probably this one is.
Well, don't you think it's good, though, that
it's just
a guy
him,
who's
no.
nice gets some, it takes, like, it's better than Alex Jones having it.
That's true.
It's just a good guy's
try to
get
take
things.
Something from The Rock. Try. Just try. See what happens.
I don't want
to
do that.
You can take stuff from Alex Jones. You don't take stuff from The Rock.
I'm not going to take stuff from Alex Jones.
Why not?
What's scary? Like taking Alex Jones's chili or taking The Rock sunglasses?
It depends on how. Yeah, I could run away from Alex Jones. I couldn't
That's
run
good
away
point.
From The Rock.
Yeah, The Rock could run the earth if he needed to.
Like,
yeah. Well, didn't he play for Miami football? Not the Dolphins, but like college Miami.
Yeah,
I think
I don't
he
know.
Played football
I'm
for
sure
the
have,
for
right?
Miami. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Well, I like how he's
coming in for the smackdown.
He's 44 years old, by the way.
God.
That's crazy.
Old man.
Yeah, he doesn't look old man, does he? He's 6'5". He weighs 260 pounds.
That's too much.
He's a big man. Let's see here. Professional wrestling. I'm trying to figure out where he played football.
From Miami, Florida. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, he played football for Freedom High School. He was also a member of the school's track and field and wrestling teams. Promising football prospect, received offers from Division I. He decided upon a full scholarship from University of Miami, played defensive tackle. In 1991, he was on the Miami Hurricanes national championship team. So he won a national championship as a defensive tackle for the Miami Hurricanes. So I probably recommend you don't take anything from The Rock.
Yeah.
Because I feel like he's going That's to chase advice. You down and probably accidentally kill you by just... You being in his, like, he could just take
I'm gonna eat ya.
Dude, the stack of pancakes
is, right?
that he eats for breakfast is the size of my head.
Right, dude.
Neck and head.
I mean, that's not that impressive, though, because I could eat a stack of pancakes that big. That looked nothing like The Rock.
His carb load is ridiculous.
Well, that's what you have to do to build muscle, right?
I just don't know how you eat that much.
He's
got to
work
you
out
just don't
hours
stop.
Every day, right?
You don't stop eating.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but when you got
it?
Assistance and everything, is it really that hard to keep track?
You know,
like,
Mac actually got
that.
Really fat for Always Sunny.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
He like bulked on. He ate a tub of ice cream every morning or something like that.
That's great.
I was just like, he wanted everyone in the group to get fat except Danny. He wanted Danny to slim down. That was his pitch idea, and no one else did it with him. So then he just got fat.
So he wanted Danny DeVito to get skinny,
uh-huh.
and everyone else to get fat.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's actually hilarious. I kind of would have won.
I know. And like, also, I mean, this is pretty obvious, but Dennis' character, Glenn Howerton, he's had the vision since the beginning that his character, Dennis, is going to develop into a psychotic killer. Like, he's on the progression there.
Makes sense.
Like, so in the earlier episodes of the show, he's not as bad.
Right.
He's definitely, like,
well,
a little
all
psycho.
Kind of.
Yeah. Everybody's escalating.
I think it makes sense because they all feed each other. So,
mm-hmm.
like, every escalation feeds more escalation.
I haven't watched that show. I need to. I need to get back
I think
into
this
it.
Season, Dennis left. I think in the last episode.
Really?
I haven't seen this season, so spoiler. But I think the last episode, he leaves the bar. And I think it's either
4:00.
A publicity stunt. Like, half of the internet thinks it's a publicity stunt to get more views for It's Always Sunny, and the other half of the internet says, no, look at his IMDb. He's making, like, 3 movies a year. Glenn Howerton is actually done with It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I mean, I bet him and Mac tried out for Guardians.
Dude, they gotta stop. They're not gonna be in movies. Charlie Day is the only thing good to come from It's Always Sunny, and that Mac and Dennis are just Mac and Dennis in everything.
Yeah.
I mean, Charlie's kind of Charlie and everything.
That's true.
But Charlie is the most likable guy on the show.
Right.
Like, you root for Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't root for Mac and Dennis.
You don't root for Dennis, especially. Yeah. Like, I mean, that's why he got his head blown off in The Strangers.
Yeah, I agree,
it's
dude.
It's just because he couldn't get another role, but yeah. I don't know.
Well, and he was in this, like, indie movie called, like, Coffee Town or something. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
It's like he wrote it and directed it, and it's literally he's a barista and stuff. Yeah, I don't like when you just, like, look over there because it made me feel like there was a ghost. And I was really scared. Like, watch the playback. You're just going to stare really quick over there. And I'm going to look over there, and I'm going to freak out. You ready for it? It's coming any second now, this delay.
I think it already happened.
Did it already happen? Maybe.
I think it already happened.
No delay?
No, it definitely did.
Why did Pinella is watching our stream, and he's chatting. Why did he type Ruxin in our
Ruxin,
chat?
Ruxin, that's the name of the character from the League.
Oh, yeah. All right. So I just now acknowledge that. It's
Ruxin.
Like 30 minutes old?
Yeah.
All right, man. Do we want to wrap up the show, or do we want to talk about any of these other things? Like, we talk about this artificial womb that grew a baby sheep. I mean, I don't really know how to talk. This article is like a lot of science. A lot of science in there. But basically, they grew a sheep from an embryo in a bag.
Yeah, I think I heard that. That's weird.
Like, that's a step towards the Matrix, right?
Yep.
That's how the robots take
dinosaurs
over.
Coming
like, we're
going
to figure this out, and then the robots are going to know it, and then that's going to be it.
And they're just going to start making humans.
Right. In bags.
Creepy. Well, I've heard some, like, I've watched a video about, like, it was a really dumb idea for the machines to power themselves with humans because we only give off so much energy or something like that.
Why don't they use the sun?
Yeah, they, well, because
oh, they
it's blocked
out. They blacked out the sun, that's right, I forgot about that lore, yeah.
But yeah, they said that it would take more power to power the machines, powering us to get the power from us. So
the power that the machines are powered by is not powerful enough to power the machines that are powering the power.
Basically.
Yeah. We got it.
Yeah. So.
But, I mean, we can't really speak about this because we're not freaking women. But don't you think it would be kind of cool for us to just, you know, take our wife or significant other's egg, take our sperm, mix it together or whatever, however that works,
mm-hmm.
and then throw it in a bag, you know, and then 9 months later we just come pick up our baby.
That would be weird.
Wouldn't that be like...
That would be weird.
I don't know if that'd be cool or awful or... It's either
well,
the best thing in the world or the
like
worst thing.
DNA, right? To where you're going to be able to pick
well,
your
sure.
kid.
It's like Build-A-Baby.
Yeah.
It's a Build-A-Baby workshop.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just going to... I don't know if that's going to be good. Are there going to be subclasses of humans? Like the,
well,
the
definitely
kind
be
that
the
can
people...
get disease, the kind that can't?
Yeah. I would think it would
kinda
just be...
Kind of can't die.
It would put, like,
have you
the
ever
classes
seen
way into different
Mr.
stuff. Be like the island, right?
Yeah.
Where they put, like, people, like, clothes
yes.
themselves places.
Mr. Ah, oh, crap.
Because if you could just grow babies in a bag, don't they feel like less babies?
Yes. Like, I mean, yeah, would you consider them human?
I mean, you
would
have,
because
they are.
Subhuman?
They are human. I mean, this is a sheep.
Uh-huh.
There's going to be nothing different about this sheep than a sheep that gestated in a sheep uterus than there would be than a sheep who gestated in the artificial uterus. It'd be the same thing with a baby. It would, the end product would be the same.
It's just a matter of whether or not we're messing with the laws of nature.
Well, right, because you could grow 30.
If this was the law of nature for us to figure it out.
Rich people could grow 30 of the same babies. Because you're right, we can mix DNA. Like, we're almost there now, and now we're growing them artificially. I mean, we're not doing humans, which is obviously, I'm sure, way more complicated than a sheep. But the fact is we're making steps. I mean, definitely, if not in our lifetime or children's lifetime, this will be a thing that they're doing.
They're definitely
going
to map the brain, too,
right.
at some point in
and
time.
And so if you can assembly line a baby, so to speak, and say, this is the baby you're going to get, and you can afford it, and you can make 15 of those babies, that's how you make the island. Because you put 14 of those babies into cold storage. So when you die, you can grab some of your baby juice and live, right?
Ah,
God. That's what it is, right?
Yes.
And the way that Congress works, like, there's no way they're going to make laws about that in any way, shape, or form. Like, there'll be 800 islands before Congress goes, no, that's illegal now.
Yeah.
Because they'll be fighting about net neutrality
science
still.
And, data and facts should probably be what governs us and not the manipulations of old men.
Well, it's like the thing, like, science decided if they could and they never stopped to see if they should, that type of idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if you can, you should. Right?
I don't know, man.
Like,
it depends on the morals of what you're doing.
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good point, because you could.
I mean,
you
if
could
you, if
nuke
you,
the world, but that'd right. probably be a bad thing.
Or, like, you could live forever if you have a backup body, but that person who's your backup body isn't less than you are unless you change culture to make them think that they are, like, some type of new slavery where they're not really people, they're livestock, and then it's okay, but
Dad.
It's not. So you could do that, but should you do that?
I don't know.
I mean, what if someone volunteers? Like, what if there was
you're
a clone
playing
of
God
me?
At that point in
you are,
time?
You're
and I mean,
God,
it's just
yeah.
a matter of is God something that we'll eventually get to? You know, like, I mean, the theory is that we evolve to where we go back in time and make ourselves. That's kind of one of the theories.
Omnipresence,
right?
You know, and all the things you associate with God spiritually. What is the what does God do that we're not 20 years away from?
I know. And then that leads me to believe why not do the things that you're doing, because obviously we've gotten there.
Yeah, so
it's
artificially
creating
life and terraforming.
So why would it be?
Those are the two things God does, right? Create life and terraform.
Yeah.
Like that's his greatest hits. That's the God.
Create
that's
matter.
The Lord God's
yeah, that's
greatest
the one thing
hits.
That we can't do. We can change matter into basically anything that we
but
want.
But we're trying
now,
to do
we
that.
We just can't create matter.
We're
but
trying
we are.
That. Uh-huh. That's what the Hadron Collider is doing, yeah, right? It's trying to literally create matter from nothing.
Well, yeah, and like I heard black holes and wormholes and shit like
that. Well, that's what they're worried is going
to
happen.
They're trying to cause a singularity without going into a black hole,
right?
Is what I've heard.
Right.
I mean, from what that data is, who the hell knows?
But all of these are just steps to quantum physics and time travel and understanding relativity and...
Their newest theory is that they've found a way to bend space-time. And so if you want this object to travel at near to light speed,
right.
You bend the space-time in front of it down, and then you bend the space-time behind it up, and then that apparently speeds it through space because it's space-time, and then you can get to about, I think it was like 20 or 40% of light speed, which, I mean, is closer than we have ever been. I don't know.
You hurt my head right there, dude.
Dude!
Do you even know what you said?
Space time, man, is a thing.
Yeah, I know it is. It's a thing I do not
gravity
understand.
Gravity waves. It's like interstellar mixed with actual science.
Well, interstellar is actual science. That's
somewhat.
What's so scary. It is actual science until they went to the part where we haven't discovered it yet, and then they just kind of guessed.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
Right.
Like, the whole black hole thing probably isn't right.
No.
But it also
all the science before the black hole part was pretty close to accurate
right.
of how a simulation, if we ever tried
right.
that, would probably go. But then why would we go to a galaxy with a black hole?
I mean, you think
hole?
One day we're going to wake up and there's going to be a wormhole
hole?
Somewhere that... You mean there could be one now that NASA isn't telling us about?
Yeah. No,
I mean,
I don't think
it's
so,
weird,
but I think we can
like,
eventually
like
get
Donald
there.
Trump is slashing funding for like everything except NASA. When historically NASA is like one of the first things to get cut.
I heard a rumor that the 44th president of the United States was going to be the last, and then we would have no 45th, and that would be because we would like...
Well, they're also finding a lot more Earth planets right now.
Right. We would declare a Earth government, so there wouldn't be a United States or countries.
I mean, Donald Trump
because
would
they're
going to
announce aliens, man.
Okay.
That's a prophecy made by some old lady gypsy.
Okay.
That I've seen.
And, in my opinion, gypsies are normally right. I mean, except for the whole, there's already a 45th president thing.
I mean, technically, but...
That's kind of blew up the theory.
He hasn't learned all the stuff yet, man.
I think they learn like day one, dude, and that's why there's a transition period.
That'd be so weird.
If you're Donald Trump,
what would
definitely.
You learn, man?
Dude, I would. It'd be like National Treasure. I'd go find the president's book and I'd read everything in it.
Crazy.
That's what I want. You know, there's stuff like that.
There's
like,
gotta
you know,
be.
I don't know if there's aliens, but there's definitely secrets and like. I mean, there's assassinations and changing of governments and all that stuff you see, like, in Sicario. Like, all that stuff happens all the time.
Like,
I just don't know about it.
It saddens me the most for that Donald Trump's the president for that reason. Not the fact, I mean, it's pretty scary that he has a finger on the nukes, but Not that. Not the fact he's leading things. Not the fact that he's changing things. But the fact that he gets to know every damn thing.
Yeah, it's
that's
not fair that Donald
country.
Trump knows.
And yeah,
and
it's Donald Trump. Yeah. You give him that kind of information.
Maybe they didn't.
I would assume they wouldn't.
I mean, now I'm going to sound like Alex Jones. I personally believe that the executive branch and the judicial branch and the legislative branch do nothing that matters. Mm-hmm. I think there's like four people in the government, and they run the NSA and they run the CIA and they run all the PRISM stuff. There's like six Edward Snowdens without the Edward
There's
Snowden
definitely,
chip that run everything.
I mean, yeah, that's a conspiracy theory
for sure.
So we're stepping into Alex Jones territory. But there's...
Listen!
Just likelihood of events. If something could happen, Rule 34 or whatever, there's a porn, it's there or something. If it exists, there's a porn of it. If it if there's six, nine, however million, billion people that have existed on this earth, there's got to be one that's in charge of the government that's nameless, that isn't on paperwork.
I mean, I
don't know.
I'm not saying that he's all powerful. He's not like a god.
Right.
But. He has so much power and so much information at his disposal, because that's really power in today's world, is whoever owns the data rules the world.
Yep.
And America definitely has the most data, and there's people out there that have access to all that data. And like, I believe that Donald Trump could push a button and nuke somebody. I also believe that there's someone at the CIA who could not let that happen. Like, if Donald Trump pushed a button and the guy goes, we don't want to nuke these guys, he could push a button and the nukes would reverse time and go back into their tubes.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't think there's fail safes for all of that? You don't think that if aliens landed right now on the White House, Donald Trump would be the guy to decide what to do with the aliens? He would have nothing to do with it.
No.
There's three dudes at the NSA who, one, already knew they were coming, two, already know everything about them.
But that's their job to know
That's what I mean, though. Those people's jobs is to run the government, even though they aren't doing it.
Right.
They're capable of doing it.
Yeah, the security portion of it, probably. I mean, that's the biggest part.
I'm not saying that they are running our government. I'm saying that they could.
Mm-hmm.
And they're probably manipulating it enough to make... the things they want to happen.
Yeah.
Because
I mean, even if the president went down and, like, all the line of succession or whatever, like, through the line, just a nuke hits Washington. Bad thing to talk about. Sorry, not doing that. But
we're only broadcasting live on the internet.
Then, something
high guy who's running the government.
CIA dude watching podcasts for a living. Like,
dude, your job is awesome.
Yeah, that's you're lucky. But, there would be a failsafe.
Right.
There would be.
Well, and I think you see glimpses of it, and you don't really talk about, like, the news doesn't really talk about it, because I don't know if they want to scare people, or, you know, you could go conspiracy theory route, and maybe someone stops them from talking about it. I don't think that's true, but, I mean, it's possible. But, like, the things like, you hear glimpses about, like, how the FBI investigation into Donald Trump left out details to Donald Trump. And, like, if they're doing it about things like that, which don't really matter... there's got to be need-to-know things that the president doesn't need to know, that there are four people who need to know, and that they do know, and they're the only ones who make decisions.
They're just
and
like,
because
we're not
they
mention
need
this
to
part
know,
of it.
Right, they have to delegate those things down the line that ultimately accomplish the goal of whatever the need-to-know information is. And so they are, in some ways, running the government. Because whoever owns all the information is the only person in the world who knows what's really going on.
That's true, but I just don't think
they're lizard people, and I think there's probably more than one or two of them.
Yeah.
And I think they're literally probably genius people who probably make 80 grand a year and live in McLean, Virginia, and they just work in an office. But they probably, they're like Jason Bourne type people.
Jason Bourne.
Like, I don't think...
Triggered, I must kill
people. I mean, like, the people who own Jason Bourne.
Yes,
those types of people.
I forget the company name, but there is a company behind them.
Like, the Jason Bourne people don't do jack. They just kill people.
Yeah.
They're being ran by the people who run the government.
I don't know, man.
They're all in that
think...
big glass building in the NSA, man. Yep. It's scary. I want to work for the NSA real bad.
I can tell.
Dude, I would love to work for the NSA.
You mentioned it like four times.
Dude, hire me. Hire me. I'll work for near free.
Yeah, you got to have some military training.
No, what you need is no morals. Hi there.
Gotcha.
Need me to spy on people? I'm your guy. Need me to blow up babies? I probably won't do that.
Blow up babies.
I couldn't think of
babies
anything to
get
blow
blown up.
Up.
That's
blow up that baby.
Blow it up.
This baby needs to die. He was grown in a bag.
Gross. gross.
Could you imagine just like carrying your baby home in a bag?
Hey, what's that, Bill?
Oh, that's my baby. I got to get him in the fridge in the next 30 minutes or he'll go bad. Yeah.
Starts to sour.
He starts to turn green. Yeah. All right. What else we got to talk about? There's this gym where they have a new fitness where you just sleep. It's David Lloyd Clubs, which it's in Scotland, is trailing this new innovative workout, which consists of nothing but climbing into a bed and sleeping for 45 minutes. The guy says that the session has been devised in response to the stress-inducing nature of modern life. It's primarily a well-being class aimed at exhausted parents. The benefits include regenerating the mind, body, and even burning the odd calorie.
Why would you need to go somewhere to take a nap?
And a rise in the wake of the research revealing that the tiredness epidemic across the UA, with 86% of parents admitting to suffer from fatigue and 26% regular getting less than 5 hours of sleep a night. What is happening in the UK?
What is with them talking about this? This is parenthood. That's what you do. That's what you get. That's what a child is.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you.
I mean, it's not like there's going to be your magical fairy godmother appears
what
to help you out
with
child
care. What do you do with the baby during your 45 minutes of napping? Because, like, it's like you said, why don't you just go home to nap? Well, yeah. The logic would say you can't go home to nap because your baby's there, right? And they keep you up. What's happening with your baby during your gym time?
Yeah, I guess it's like literally a place to take your kid. It's a preschool it's a daycare with beds for the adults.
Or do you like leave your husband at home and then they go nap and then you come back and then the husband goes and goes nap?
Yeah, I don't know. It's stupid.
And then if that's the case, then why can't you just do that at house?
You know what I thought this story was before you read it?
Yeah.
I thought it was a new type of bed that actually moved your arms and legs for you when you were sleeping to where you were moving and working out, but you were asleep.
Dude, I read this great. This guy asked a question in a fitness blog, and he's like, does fat go away evenly across your body? Like, could I just burn 1,200 calories a day by wiggling my right leg, but still lose fat everywhere and not just my right leg? And everybody's like, yeah, I guess you could just do this. You know, for 8 hours a day and burn calories all day by doing this, and technically you would lose fat everywhere. And, like, I'm like, that is the dumbest yet most brilliant thing I've ever heard.
Just consistently move a part of your body.
Yeah, just move the chicken wing all day, you know?
Yeah, that makes
sense.
Hey,
Gail, can I get those reports tonight at 9? That'd be fantastic.
Don't sit down at your job and literally be a telemarketer and just do the chicken dance all day, standing up at a standing desk, and you are good to go. Yeah, that's enough movement for anybody.
And it makes you feel good when you're doing sales.
Yep.
Because
keep you happy.
Yeah, if you lose a sale, you're doing the chicken dance.
And,
you can't be sad.
And you have your own hold music.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you're like, I'm gonna put you on hold. Na 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 na. Stupid. All right, I'm back. Na 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 na. Yeah. So the sleeping gym's a thing. Do you want to talk about Colorado cops and marijuana? Are we done with the government?
Are we gonna have a civil war?
I don't know, man. Like, basically, what this says is Colorado may prohibit law enforcement officers from assisting in a potential federal marijuana crackdown. The State House of Colorado voted 56-7 Wednesday to bar public employees from assisting federal agents in, quote, arresting a Colorado citizen for committing an act that is a Colorado constitutional right. The Colorado bill doesn't specifically mention marijuana, but sponsors say it's inspired by threats that federal authorities may try cracking down on the marijuana industry. Federal authorities generally rely on local law enforcement to enforce federal drug law. California lawmakers are considering a similar bill. Colorado is also considering a measure to allow marijuana growers to reclassify recreational pot as medical pot, a gambit to avoid federal seizure of recreational pot plants. The Trump administration has sent mixed messages on whether a marijuana crackdown is planned. So basically what they're saying here is that if the feds want to come take pot from Colorado, they're going to have to come do it themselves because Colorado ain't going to have nothing to do with it.
That's funny.
I mean, if it does escalate, that is civil war. That's the whole idea.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, well, we're almost getting to the point. We're on our way to getting pretty close to being 2/3 of the states having some sort of medical marijuana legislation.
Guess which states don't.
And I mean,
they're all right down the middle of the country.
Yeah. Mr. Bible Belt.
Yep. Yeah, it's not even a belt. It's like a Bible pantsuit.
Yeah, marijuana is in the Bible so much. You know, Satan's using it.
Yeah, dude.
Pontius Pilate's using
it. I hear only gay people in the Bible use marijuana.
A whole bunch of people just
Pontius
marijuana.
Pilate?
Marijuana and butt sex. That's it.
I heard Pontius Pilate was high when he ordered Jesus to die.
He's like, man, I don't even care. I'm washing my hands. They're sticky.
sticky.
I'm going to hell.
Marijuana make your hands sticky?
Yes.
Okay, I want to know.
It's sticky.
Why? It's like plants are sticky?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, man, I'll just take your word on that.
Take my word on it.
I mean, I don't feel like tomatoes make your hands sticky, dude.
Yeah, but that is a different plant.
I don't know. I feel like, I hug a tree and it doesn't get me sticky.
Some would.
It's true. There's lots of sap.
Yeah.
You got sappy marijuana.
Kind of the
God,
thing.
I love this weed, but man, it's got a lot of sap in it.
Dude, I just love how they're like, you can do what you want. We're good where we're at.
Well, they're making so much money. It's hurting nobody. I don't understand why it's not legal everywhere,
that
number one.
As a country, like with the Obama administration, like we definitely, once we saw the destruction power of Bush.
Right.
And how just ineptitude and like you're just being a dummy. Gets you into some shit where right. You can be manipulated into doing bad stuff or whatever. I mean, like, Obama's obviously not the best president in the world, but right. He's definitely better than Bush.
Yeah, best president in the world was Abe Lincoln.
There you go.
Yeah.
Did everything.
Yep.
And that beard.
Yeah.
But
and he went out with a bang. No.
I like that joke. Like a hole in my head. But I don't know. I just felt like progression. Like, I don't know if I say this because I feel like I'm a progressive or a Democrat, whatever you want to call me. I feel like as a human culture, we were moving in a better direction.
I agree.
And now that we're stalled, at least.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's like, I thought we were doing okay, but apparently half of us
I think what it is,
don't feel the same way.
I personally think all the old people are getting their turn again.
It's
all the old people who have morals from 1980s and 1970s that are now getting their chance.
But it just
like my mother
sense.
Thinks marijuana is the worst thing on the planet. Like she thinks it's like it's a deadly drug and like it's addicting and if you do it you're going to go straight to hell and I can't understand her logic. But she can't understand mine. And
right.
I don't even smoke weed. Like it's just I just think it's no different than alcohol.
Yeah.
When
you compare the stats to alcohol, yeah, it's terribly worse to drink alcohol.
At best, it's the same as alcohol.
Yeah.
Best. And I don't understand what the difference
is. And you're good with drinking and having people drink.
And that's exactly how Colorado treats marijuana.
Yeah, I mean,
21 to buy and then.
It's just logical.
Yeah, that's what I don't get.
It's just logical.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get how the drug war has increased cost or given the country profit. I feel like it just is a money sucker.
Well,
like, why would you want to continue it if it's just draining your resources to keep these people in jail, to arrest them?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go back to Alex Jones' territory. I think the government makes money from illegal drugs.
I think
by
so.
Selling them. I think it's like Sicario. Like, right. In Sicario, that's the whole idea. It's the whole. Have you seen Sicario?
I rented it actually last night, and I have yet to watch it.
You're going to love it.
Good.
The whole movie is literally about cocaine in Mexico, and Benicio del Toro's character is like the inside man into the cartels.
Mm-hmm.
And they literally just. I mean, I don't want to spoil the movie for you, but the whole idea is like they take over part of the Mexican drug trade, and the CIA owns it. So they can control where it goes and how much money it makes.
I mean, you heard that we were training ISIS agents. The CIA was training ISIS agents.
Right.
I mean, it's because we train people that we want to, like,
your
enemy,
cancer.
You keep them close.
It's like, I firmly believe we haven't cured cancer because it costs so much money or it makes so much money for the hospitals and the pharmaceutical companies to keep cancer treatments. I mean, I personally believe that. I think that's totally true. Like, I mean,
capitalism.
Well, like my dad has cancer. I don't know if you knew that.
I think.
Yeah, he got diagnosed a couple months. It's a mild form of cancer. It's in his lymph nodes. And he's on chemo. But like his chemo is once a month. And basically he takes like 3 or 4 pills and then he has to go in for like a chemo session.
Mm-hmm.
And each pill he takes is $9,000. $9,000 for a pill.
Yeah.
Like that's outrageous. And and I guarantee you that people like Susan J. Komen. Like, they're not really trying that hard to cure cancer because there's a pharmaceutical company out there that makes $9,000 a pill. I mean, my dad paying $30,000 a month.
Yeah, there's so much money you would think that you could just throw it. Like, I mean, that's what Biden's cancer moonshot was trying to do. Like, I mean, just throw as much money onto the fire as possible until it's put out. But
well, and we've cured other diseases, too.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we're growing sheep in bags, but we can't cure cancer. Like, to me, there's something there that
I don't
that
know.
Isn't right.
Right.
Because, I mean, I'm not saying it's easy to cure cancer, but I'm guessing it's not easy to grow a sheep in a bag either. So, you know, or to figure out how to travel at light speed by bending space-time and creating black holes using equipment.
It's just like, I don't get why. They definitely have one. They do, but they don't release it. And, I mean, it's for military purposes.
They've definitely got better.
Like, why don't the government coordinate people who are doing these random-ass studies to get a fucking sheep to grow? Why don't you do that with, like, humans or, like, not cloning, but, you know, like, focus him more on something that could help a problem?
Well, I think that they... Obviously, people still die from cancer, but it's way down. Like, unless it's, like, caught late or it's a really severe thing of cancer, like, you're pretty much... Like, your life may be shorter, but you're pretty much guaranteed to at least get rid of your cancer. Like, my dad's pretty likely to just get rid of this completely. Like, and his life will go back to normal. So, to me, they've cured cancer enough that they still get all the money from the treatments, but the people still live. But they're not going the malaria route, where you get vaccinated as a kid, and then it's just gone. Because then all the money is gone. So all the cancer research goes into how many more pills can we sell to make people live the same, but not get rid of cancer, because then we can't sell pills.
Yeah.
It's like...
That makes sense. I mean, if you just put... Like, that's just a sad thing, is because in the laws of a company, it's to make money. So if you if you take
that... That's capitalism. And that's the true government of it.
Exactly.
America.
Then if you take it to its end of saying that, then, I mean, yes, you're going to do anything.
Right.
Anything, including withhold medical advances to make more money.
Well, did you see the thing that United just they just gave all of their like flight attendants and pilots and like ground people raises? And like there's this quote going around from this shareholder that says, "Oh, we give the laborers more money again, but nothing goes to the shareholders." And it's like, I mean, that's how capitalism works, man.
Yeah. Right.
And that's what runs America. That is America. It's capitalism.
Yep.
That's our God.
Not
our
morals
government.
Or anything. No. Yeah. I just hate it when everybody's trying to just fucking lie.
Unless
man.
It's marijuana, or it's lying. Abortion, or it's gay rights, and then it's 100% morals and religion the entire time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's no money to be made in those types of things.
I mean,
I guess there is actually. There's lots of money to be made in that.
Do they tax abortions?
I'm sure.
Yeah, you would think, right?
I'm sure. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, so that
I have
that
no idea,
make
dude.
Any sense.
Well,
I mean,
marijuana
you know that
makes
Trump...
so much money for Colorado. Mm-hmm.
You know Trump is...
And they're paying taxes on that marijuana.
They haven't filled out, like, thousands of jobs in the government. Like, for assistants or heads or stuff like that. They just haven't filled them out. They haven't found people for it. They haven't assigned them. And so they're just laying empty. So, I mean, if any time one person were to know multiple things going on and, like, are running those, they make the decisions for, it would be now because he has the least amount of people working for him.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, that Jared Kushner guy has 15 things on his list to do, including fix the government, fix the Middle East, solve our budget crisis. Like, he has everything.
So easy things.
Yeah. He has all the things, basically, that Trump said that he wanted to do in the first 100 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has all those on his list to do, and he hasn't done any of them. And, I mean, it's just...
I can't believe he didn't fix the Middle East in the first 100 days.
Yeah,
man. What a loser.
ISIS, we just knock them out, you know, one bomb.
Well, that's what Trump said in his campaigns. He's like, we're just going to get rid of ISIS, I promise
you. He's been quoted multiple times saying... This job is harder than I expected.
Well, like one just came out that went in an interview where he's like, I thought this job would be easier than my last one, but it actually turned out to be pretty
hard.
It's
like, are you you're the dumbest person. You are the dumbest.
Yeah.
Like, you've hit at the bottom of the list, and your name is right there.
Like, 60% of America knew that.
Yeah.
But he still won.
Like, I mean, whoever it was, the Russians, him, I don't know. Anti-Hillary people, man, they just did the best job you could at making her look like the devil.
Yep.
Like, yes, some of the things she did was shady, but have been so much worse shady shit. Like Trump said when Bill O'Reilly interviewed him after the Super Bowl or something like that, he was like, what, you don't think we got killers in our government? you think we're good people? And I'm like, no, like obviously not.
Yeah, I think we do. I mean, and the part of the problem was that like the Hillary people, it was both sides.
Yeah,
because all the Bernie people didn't like Hillary either because they were all butthurt that Bernie didn't get nominated. And like, look what happened.
I mean, it's just it was a really well run defaming like 6 months?
Yeah.
Ever since she got the nomination, it was just how can we make her look like literally the worst person ever? When she was very, very the person to be in this job.
When Donald Trump was literally doing controversial things like the grab her by the pussy type of stuff. And like it blows my mind that Billy Bush got fired. He no longer works on TV.
Oh, yeah. Bill O'Reilly's fired.
Because he was there when Donald Trump said that. And Donald Trump is our president. He was elected president, and Billy Bush got fired. It doesn't make any sense, man. It makes no sense. So while we're talking about Trump, let's talk about net neutrality, because that was like the one thing I really want to talk about.
All right.
Because this is like the one cause I really care about.
Dude, he's doing so much bad shit.
So you know what net neutrality is, I'm guessing, right? Okay, let me just, in a nutshell for listeners who don't know, Pinella, let me explain what net neutrality is. Basically, it allows ISPs, if we got rid of net neutrality, It would allow ISPs to pick and choose websites to serve faster than other websites. So big websites like Netflix or Facebook or Google could pay money to ISPs like Comcast or Cox or Time Warner. They would pay them money to be on the preferred speed, and then other websites like Duo would be fourth speed or throttled, it would be if you hit an overage cap.
Right.
And it would be so 90% of the internet would be slow. And 10% of the internet, the people who paid, would be fast. Well, right now, net neutrality means that everybody is served the same speed as everybody else. So Netflix loads just as quickly as Duo loads.
So competitive and people, stuff like that.
Right.
Like, I mean, if you were trying to start a new Facebook, you could.
Yes.
Technically, if you wrote all the code, I mean, it could be as comparable as Facebook.
That's how Facebook existed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it crushed MySpace. Yep. That was the whole thing. It happens. And so, basically... the new federal communications guy, whose name is in this article, Chairman Pai. I forgot his first name. But basically it says, after months of blunt force foreshadowing, the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, announced today that it's ready to pick a fight with the public over the future of an open internet. The great news if you're a lawyer for Verizon or Comcast, but it's terrible news for the rest of us. In its first waves of propaganda, the FCC says that its proposal will roll back internet regulation that will, quote, restore internet freedom for all Americans, which sounds like a propaganda poster you'd see in like a dystopian novel. Restore internet freedom for all Americans.
We are not free.
A mendacious slogan on the level of the Patriot Act or the world's greatest healthcare plan.
Yeah.
Like the first fight for net neutrality, this one's going to be about words and what they mean. For instance, internet freedom. What does the FCC mean now when it talks about internet freedom? Here's what Chairman Pai's office said today at a press release. Quote, Chairman Pai is now setting the FCC on a course to fix the problems that the prior FCC created. His plan to restore internet freedom by repealing Obama-era internet regulations will benefit all Americans. It will restore the internet freedom by ending government micromanagement and return to the bipartisan regulatory framework that worked well for decades. So this is the same tired line that Republicans have been trotting out for years, and it's based on a dumb, misleading conflation that the internet with the behavior of the internet service providers. The current net neutrality rules already give consumers internet freedom by restraining internet service providers from dividing the internet into a nightmare of toll zones and walls. Net neutrality rules aren't government micromanagement. They're the exact opposite. They are a condition of possibility for the competitive anarchy that has defined the internet and allowed companies to rise and fall without permission from their ISP. Title II regulation simply gives the FCC the authority to make sure those ISPs are behaving, a power the Republican-controlled FCC wants to relinquish to the very companies they're supposed to monitor. Chairman Pai said much earlier this month when he floated the nonsensical idea that broadband providers self-regulate by putting net neutrality provisions in their term and service agreements. What they want to do is let the companies decide if they want to serve up normal or if they don't. But the problem with that is that everything is a monopoly right now.
Right.
There are only four or five internet service providers that really exist. I mean, there's several that exist. Like here, there's Cox and AT&T. You get one of the two. But there's more. You can get, like, we got Pixius. There's Hubris Communications. There's like several of them. But they all are small time. They don't really give you the speeds that you want because these companies, Cox, Verizon, Comcast, they own the cables.
Right.
They put them in the ground. And until a company like Google, which may happen if net neutrality goes away, it really just invests billions and billions of dollars into installing their own free architecture. Like, this is a big deal because every, because we just talked about how capitalism runs our country, like the whole, they're going to make people pay. And if you don't pay, you don't get benefits, because that's how capitalism works. And so what they're revoking is the ability to do that. Now, the FCC now is saying, oh, well, you know, Cox is going to put in their terms of service that they won't do net neutrality and they're going to self-police. But that ain't going to happen because they're a monopoly and no one can stop them.
Right.
There's no one out there who can prevent them from doing that.
That's what I would say. I mean, the only upside to that would be that, I mean, you could have a competitor like to Cox that starts up saying, like, if Cox did speed up Netflix, Facebook, all those, and slow down everything else, then you could have a competitor that's like, we don't slow everything down.
Right.
That is in our agreement. Right. So people would choose that over Cox, and then the market would decide itself. But
I mean, it makes sense in theory.
Right.
But in practice, it doesn't.
People
because
don't have to do that. This way, they do have to do that.
Right.
And I mean, it's a law. That's a good law.
Right.
It's been how it is. People are happy with it.
Right.
Why are you trying to mess with it? It's because it's the open, it's the Wild West, man, and nobody owns the internet.
That's exactly
technically,
right.
And
yeah.
People want to.
Right. Well, I mean, a lot of countries, I mean, there's a lot of infrastructure owned by the government that supports the internet. Like, there's like underwater cables and things that are literally owned by the government. The server boxes are owned by them, but they're kind of leased. I personally believe the internet should become a public utility.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to happen. We're way too far gone now because Cox owns it and Verizon owns it and they're not going to give it away. But things like home phone is a public utility, or it used to be. There's a line into your house that's in basically every house ever. No one uses it anymore because it all got replaced by cell phones, which is now a privatized thing. And the internet is really the last thing on the planet that is not privatized.
Right.
And they want to essentially make it that way, where the company would then own their cables. So, you know, Pixius couldn't come in and use Cox's cables because they don't believe in net neutrality. And so now Cox can do whatever they want with their data.
Yeah.
And it would take someone like Netflix or Facebook or, you know, Google to lay their own cables, and that would be the only way to do it.
I don't know.
But then we'd still be at the mercy of Google and Facebook and Netflix. I mean, it's like Westar Energy. Like, they own the electric.
Right.
That's just what they do. Like, a public utility for us is water. Like, we pay for our water bill.
Mm-hmm.
But it's run by the city of Wichita.
Right.
That's how it is. The internet's not that way. Electricity's not that way anymore. You know, you're beholden to the man.
Yeah.
Everything.
Corporations, man. Yep. It's terrible.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
so the best thing to do, if you really care about this, you can call the FCC and let them know that you don't like it. But really, the best thing to do is actually write them a letter, because if you send them, like, they can easily ignore phone calls and they can easily ignore web submissions, because they can literally just type in net neutrality against into an Outlook filter and then archive all those emails. Like, I mean, it's so easy to do. They can't ignore letters. So seriously, if you care about net neutrality, write a letter to the FCC and let them know that you do not agree with the chairman's idea to end net neutrality, because it's a bad idea.
Yeah, it's a bad
and
idea.
And it would, I mean, there's articles out there.
There's a lot of bad
about
ideas in the government at the moment.
Well, yeah, and like, you know, there's an article that came out, and there's like 80 different startups that said if net neutrality became a thing, it would kill us, because they're just, you know, they need bandwidth to live.
Right.
And I just don't understand why companies like Netflix or Facebook or Google don't send one push notification and say, do you like that Facebook's fast? Because if you do, you should probably do something about it and call these people.
Yeah.
Because these Google and Facebook and, I mean, Netflix is already paying Comcast to get out of their bandwidth caps.
Oh, yeah.
So they're already sending a big bag of cash to Comcast. And that's, they, like, that's a loophole that Comcast found, where it's not net neutrality. It's like, oh, if you go over your limit, you know, you can only stream this much a month. And then everything gets throttled.
Mm-hmm.
So it's technically still in the law because everything's getting throttled.
Right.
But Netflix stroke an agreement with Comcast. They're going to pay them so much money, and then Netflix never gets throttled. So Netflix already kind of folded and said, we're just going to pay if that's what it takes. They don't really care. But like Facebook and Google, these typical politically active companies that care, like Apple and them, like, I just don't understand why Apple doesn't send a push notification to everyone's cell phone and say, just so you know, checking your mail is going to take three times longer now.
It will come to that. I mean, every time it's popped up before, it's been stopped.
It has.
So, I mean, I don't see what would change from now.
Well, I don't know.
For the fact that this government may ignore
this government, everyone. I think everything about this is kind of unprecedented. So, it's like, I mean, we thought we, like, I've heard, this is the third time that I've heard about net neutrality. Like, the first time was, like, 2005,
yep.
when Bush tried to do it, when that guy came out and said the internet's a series of tubes and it's getting clogged. Like, I remember that. Like, that guy's a moron. And I think he got arrested for insider trading or something. He's no longer a senator, so good riddance to that guy. And then it came up when Obama tried to undo a bunch of shit. And basically, no one understood the internet in Congress.
Yeah.
And that was the idea. But this time, they're using their anti-Obama propaganda
mm-hmm.
to try to push it through. So the Midwest and all the dullards who voted for Donald Trump, for the most part, they don't understand it. They don't care about understanding it. And they just go, oh, it's Obama's law. And they want it revoked.
Yeah.
And that's a huge problem. Because the internet affects everybody.
Yeah. I mean, right now there's a lot of infighting, man. There's like half the Republicans are anti-Trump.
Well, yeah, it's. I think at some point
maybe
they're gonna have to pick a side.
Yeah,
and
well, one of them is gonna have to either everyone is going to delve down to Trump's level of
right.
idiocy and just let the world go to shit. Bombs,
right?
Net neutrality's gone. Oil's everywhere. You know, whatever. Or they're going to hit ahead and he's going to have to get out of there. And then Mike Pence is going to come in and he's going to be a little bit more restrained.
Right.
He's going to be the typical silent puppet guy. And then they're going to do whatever
Doesn't
they want to do in
the
background.
Like, he's been president for years already.
Yeah. It's 100 days, man. It's 100
it's
days.
Like nothing.
Nothing.
It's like
there's
nothing.
100 or there's 1400 left.
Yeah, that's 15 times more what we've been through already. We're going to have to keep going through.
I don't know. Yep.
It's just, net neutrality is just such a big deal to me personally that it's like every single time that it comes up, it's like, for the love of God, why?
Yeah.
It's just, it's not hurting anybody. Like, the internet works great the way it is. It's just, these are people who want more money, and that's the whole idea.
Yeah.
It's just about making more money.
Yep.
And there's nothing we, the consumer, can do about it except hope our government aren't total dullards and trying to bone us, which they're trying to do. Well, we try to stop it. So. There you go, man.
Yeah, welcome to the new Seth and Colby Show.
Yeah.
Life's great now.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about a lot of movies and get real excited about movies, and then we're going to be really depressing. Yeah, and then we're going to...
full hour.
I mean, literally, what did we talk about today? We talked about... For an hour, we talked about Marvel and Star Wars.
Yep.
And then we talked about Alex Jones.
Yep.
Got political there. And then we talked some more about space travel and science and growing artificial sheep.
Yep.
And then we talked about Trump for a while. And now we're going to end the show.
Yep.
And our show is, like, let's see, how long is our show right now? We've been streaming for 2.5 hours, so it's about 2.5 hours long.
Close to that.
Yeah, well, I think we're about 2 hours and 25 minutes right now.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, I think for our very first episode, like, right now in our chat, a lovely gentleman by the name of Niwava said, this show is the best one yet. I don't understand that. This is our only episode.
I know.
So I don't know how it could be the best one.
It is a good one because it is the only one.
Yeah, it's our only episode, so how could that possibly...
I don't know.
I don't understand how that works, man.
I don't either.
But let's play our ending music here. Headspin, which is a total... I don't think I hit it. Which is a totally... I'm not talking to a mic. Which is a totally unique song that we've never played on this show before. It has nothing to do with the history of our one
this
episode.
This is nothing. Oh, I'm turning it down.
Don't turn it down.
There we go.
Turn it up.
Yeah.
You jamming out?
Yeah.
Does it sound good?
Sounds good, man.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for watching and listening.
Yep.
We're going to do this every Sunday.
We're here.
At 2 o'clock Central Time.
Doing
same
stuff.
Bat time, same bat channel. And we'll be back. So check us out, duo.com, D-E-W-O-H, /.com/SouthernColby.
Yeah,
that's our
go.
Website.
That's it.
And you can subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. All the links will be up there. You can watch the videos on YouTube. Of course, everything's there at duo.com/SouthernColby. Also, follow us on Twitter, @SouthernColby. We will tweet about things, because we will.
Yeah, Twitter's there to tweet, and we talk.
It's
so
our brand
we'll talk
new
there.
Show. We've never done an episode before.
Yep.
And so when you go there and it says join in 2008, I don't know how that happened. That's crazy.
Yeah, we just time traveled.
Yeah, does our intro say something about us having a 2008? I don't think so. I don't think our intro even acknowledges our past.
I don't know what that means. Yeah. What is 2008?
Yeah, but seriously, we're happy to be back. It's a new show. It's been like 10 years since we started, so I think we've gone through 10 years of maturity, and that's this new show.
Damn.
And that's what it's going to be. So I hope you guys all enjoy it. I hope you laughed. I hope you learned something. And I hope we didn't make you hate things more than you already hated them. Because I feel like
we probably did that.
We do a lot
still,
of
still, get through it. We'll be here next week to make you hate
join
and
the
love
hate.
More stuff.
That should be our new shirt.
That
slogan.
Should be.
Join the hate.
I love it. I say that almost every day.
We love hate.
Yep. That's a great one. I like it.
All right, guys. We will see y'all later.
See y'all.